There comes a point in the year where the balance of a team's season can change quicker than the leaves on the trees. September is that time.
Xander wants to throw the ball again. Play action pass. Unloads downfield. He's got Cesar Tino out there. He makes the catch at the 25 down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
As the days continue to get shorter, we get more time under the lights on Friday night.
Fast gets the carry this time, and he's got some running room. 15, 10, Fast, touchdown.
It's high school football on Platte River Radio Sports.
Trying to get around the end. He does. 20, 25, 30. He's going to go all the way to the house. He will score on the touchdown.
It's game day on The Breeze, 94.5. Tonight, it's a battle of the two top-ranked teams in Class D2. Number one versus number two. A potential playoff preview and an easy choice for our game of the week. The Kennesaw Blue Devils have rolled through their opponents so far in this D2 season.
Jump pass, and it's going to be intercepted in the backfield, and taking it all the way in for the Blue Devils is Colton Blankenship. He just picked that baby off.
But tonight, the Giltner Hornets hope to give the Blue Devils a proper welcome.
Let's it go out to the running back. He's got some running room. 40, 45, down to 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giltner.
It's the Giltner Hornets, the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and it's on The Breeze 94.5, and it starts right now.
Thank you, Tyson. My golly, I can't set it up any better than that, so I won't even try. It's a beautiful night for football. Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel here at Giltner High School. And you can kind of sense that both teams know there's some serious hitting going to be going on. And reminiscing back to maybe another game a few years back here when Overton came to town, and we were reminiscing about the fact that it was a last-second catch at the end of the ball game by one of tonight's players, Dustin Hastings of Giltner, that decided the game in the Hornets' favor. And they've had a tremendous roll of success here at Giltner, state champions in 71 and 84, runners-up in 2009. Some great players have been here. Nate Most, who is starting for Wayne State this year at quarterback. Drew Ott, who's one of the up-and-comers for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They tell me that Logan Rath is playing for South Dakota State. So from a D2 school to have some kids you can tick, tick, tick into some decent college football programs is quite a tribute to Jeff Ashby and his whole club.
Yep, very impressive. You don't even see that at some of the larger Class A programs like Omaha Creighton Prep and whatnot. But like you said, Craig, it's hard to upstage that open there made. I had all my notes here written out, and one by one, we checked it off. It's one versus two. It's going to be hard hitting. It's playoff preview. It's everything that I had written down. You know, it's going to be one of those games where not only D2 focuses on it, but all the coaches around the state, they're going to go home tonight after their game and look at their – go and try and find out the score of this game, because this is a game – that everyone circled when they saw it around the state.
Let's talk about Kennesaw a little bit. We saw them absolutely emulsify Pleasanton in the week zero game, 62-12. We were at Kennesaw for that one. Tyler Schnitzler led things off with a snap from center and a run all the way to the house. He's got a brother by the name of Preston Schnitzler. Between the two of them, they have 8 touchdowns coming into this evening's ball game. Wyatt Woodman is another wide receiver that I think kind of came into his own in the start of this year. Giltner is going to have their hands full and use all of that defensive talent in both stopping the run and sometimes the pass. Obviously, Kennesaw running way more in the percentage of their offense than Giltner does. But it ought to be a very entertaining ball game. We appreciate you joining us tonight on The Breeze 94.5 FM. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. And by the way, when you're looking at those fields, make sure that your yield leader is contacted. That's Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Husker's on my mind there. New Tech Seed pregame show from the Husker Power Product broadcast booth here at Giltner High School. We're going to take a break and hear from Coach Jeff Ashby first and Craig Schnitzler second here as we continue on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner is a proud sponsor of all Gildner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner.
The Gildner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Gildner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Gildner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Gildner Booster Club.
In Gildner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Gildner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Gildner encourage and support the Gildner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Gildner.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello and welcome to the NewTek pregame show. Tyson Nevronik with you as we make our first stop in Gildner for the 2012 season to get our first look at the Gildner Hornets. Talking with us is the head football coach, Jeff Ashby. And Coach Ashby, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Coach, as we look at this particular game, a lot of hype surrounding this number one, number two in Class D2. It's the Kennesaw Blue Devils versus the Gildner Hornets. Let's check in, talk a little bit about your ball club off to a 2-0 start. So what has worked well for you guys so far?
Well, I think, first of all, probably the surprise here at the beginning of the year is how well our defense has played this early on after having to replace, you know, three seniors last year that were pretty dominant in our defense. So for some guys, young guys to step up has really helped us out, and that's probably been the big surprise so far.
When you look at this Gildner Hornets ball club, and you mentioned it a little bit with losing some of those key defensive starters, really a team that just reloaded in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't lose too many skilled guys on our offensive side of the ball. So Jake Finley's back at quarterback, which always helps when you have a second-year starter at quarterback. He makes his reads, and he knows what to do with the football, so that helps. And then you got good guys, you know, on the outside like Dustin Hastings, who Kyle Hawthorne, Dylan Hendricks, Ryan Clyer, Garrett Poppin. I mean, they're all talented guys, and they know how to adjust routes when we throw the ball. So they know what they're doing. They're all on the same page. So that really helps.
As we're looking at this number one versus number two in Class D2 coming up tonight, talk a little bit about how you kept the emotions in check during practice. I mean, obviously, your kids are pretty excited to go here. How did you keep the emotions and just work on the things you needed to work on in practice?
Well, I mean, for us, it's just another football game. We've had a lot of big football games in the past, and we just treat everyone the same. It's just another game on the schedule, and you know, the number one versus two is, you know, it's just, you know, opinions out there by the media, and, you know, taking guess of where they think you are. I mean, there's a lot of good football teams out there in D2, and I'm not sure we're number one and or number two or number three. So we know Kennesaw is a quality football team, and so should be a pretty good matchup.
Let's look back at last week. You guys with a 70-14 victory over Hampton. Talk about what has improved from your first victory over against Bruning Davenport Shickley. What improved week to week for you?
Well, I thought we got a little bit better on the offensive line. You know, we missed some keys and on the offensive line the first week, and so that improved a little bit. And I thought some technique stuff on defense for our defensive linemen helped a little bit there. So We still got issues with penalties. You know, we did not improve in that area, which was very upsetting. But we had 11 the first week and 10 last week. So, you know, if we have those penalties against Kennesaw, we could be in big trouble.
And let's talk maybe a little bit about your opponents now, the Kennesaw Blue Devils. What have you seen so far on them for the scouting report?
Well, they're awful big up front. You know, they're a very physical football team. So we got our hands full and try to figure out how to stop them. And you got the two Schnitzler boys in the backfield. So Tyler at quarterback and the younger freshman at I-back, who's a pretty good size for a freshman. So, and then they got the big fullback who carries a load. I mean, they spread the wealth out, so you just can't really key on any one person. But obviously, if you are, it's going to be Tyler. You know, try to keep him in check and not let him get loose.
Let's take a look at the, you know, you mentioned the Kennesaw offense a little bit. You talked about how your defense has been off to a surprising start for you. Talk about what your defense has to do in this game.
Well, we got to control the line of scrimmage. And so keep Tyler, you know, in check back there and not let him get loose. That's the big thing. We got to know where he's at all times. And they're a very good trapping football team. So we got to play our technique right. If we get real sloppy with our technique, they're going to blow us out of the water.
Any improvements that you've tried to work on this week in practice as you prepare for this game?
Yeah, I mean, technique-wise, on the defensive line, we've really worked hard on defensive line and being able to take on their trap blocking and things like that. And our linebackers filling holes where they need to be, you know, reading their keys and things like that. We got to play assignment football because, like I said, they spread their wealth out between the three guys back there, and they're just going to do what they need to do to gain yards, and they're going to eat up a lot of clock. You know, that I'm sure that's their game plan is eat up a lot of clock and try to keep the ball away from us.
You're a team that scores early, and you score often with that offense, especially with Finley leading at quarterback. Talk about maybe dive through the offensive playbook. What are some things that you're going to try to do in the game plan?
Well, we're just going to do what we do every week. You know, we got a lot of skilled players, and it just depends on what they give us defensively. I expect to see different things on defense from Kennesaw. You have two choices. You can either, you know, send a lot of guys at the quarterback and try to get pressure on him, or drop a lot of guys back into pass coverage and take away passing lanes. So for us, we just line up on the ball, and then we'll figure out what their game plan is, and then we'll adjust accordingly.
What are the keys for a Giltner victory tonight, Coach?
We got to control the line of scrimmage. We got to give Jake protection. If we can give Jake protection, pass protection, we should have a pretty good night.
That's once again the head coach for the Giltner Hornets joining us on the New Tech pregame show, Jeff Ashby. Really appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Stay tuned to the New Tech pregame show. We will be right back, and we'll check in with the away team tonight. That's the Kennesaw Blue Devils. It's Giltner versus Kennesaw on the Breeze, 94.5.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Here it is already, the high school fall sports season, and the folks at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan congratulate the Giltner Hornets for another great season. At B&B Carpet Service, they work hard to win and keep the trust of their customers. And working hard is always the key to success, and Giltner football just proves that. Best of luck in your game tonight, and continued success from everyone at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
And welcome back to the New Tech pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5 as we get set for a D2 battle between the Giltner Hornets and the Kennesaw Blue Devils tonight. Joining us now is the away coach for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. We have Coach Greg Schnitzler on the line with us. Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate your coverage.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about this this particular football game. Certainly one of the more marquee matchups here early on in the season. Talk about the preparation leading up to this week.
Well, I think the last couple of weeks have been really good in preparing for Giltner's style of ball. The kids have worked hard. They're getting to understand things that we want to do both offensively and defensively, and they're excited for this type of game early in the season.
Coach, in your previous two opponents, or have you seen anything or any offenses that are similar to what Giltner's going to throw at you?
Somewhat similar. The Pleasanton team that we played first, they ran the spread offense, and many times we're in three receivers and four receivers out there. And so, you know, we got to look there. But certainly Giltner's at another level, and the speed that they bring to the table is something that we have to deal with and really be ready to play hard.
Let's talk about the games that you have had leading up to this match against Giltner tonight. This team has obviously been steadily improving throughout the season so far.
Yeah, I think the kids have really come a long ways from the start of the season. They're getting better every day. They understand what we want to do. We have some new offensive linemen, and our backfield's fairly new as far as the fullback, I-back. And on offense, they've really picked it up. I think we're executing extremely well. Our front five are blocking well and allowing our backs to get upfield and gain some extra yards. And then defensively, I've been real pleased. The guys have really stepped up. They're making plays on the field, and that's really helped with our success to this point.
Coach, certainly we are not by any stretch of the imagination overlooking this Giltner game, a very number one, number two contest in Class D2. But looking at the rest of the schedule for you guys, it's really the start of a very challenging end of the season.
Yes, it is. You know, we're starting with Giltner at this point in the season. There's only one team that has one loss, and that's Axtell. They're 1-1. Everybody else is undefeated at this point. And so, yeah, it's there's a great challenge ahead of us, and we just want to make sure that we take one game at a time and that we're ready every Friday night.
Let's talk about your opponents, the Giltner Hornets, tonight. What have you seen from them on film to prepare for this game?
They're very athletic. They got good speed on the perimeter. The quarterback, Finley, is throwing extremely well. He's accurate. He doesn't seem to get flustered. And then their backs, the receivers, have great hands. And so, you know, we've got to make plays. We've got to try to put pressure on him, force him to throw early, and then we got to make plays on the ball.
That being said, Coach, we had an opportunity to chat things with the Giltner head coach Jeff Ashby, excuse me, and he had mentioned that this game is going to be won and lost up front, the battle up front. Do you kind of see the same thing playing out?
Yeah, I do. I think it's important that our front five on offense pick up whatever stunts, blitzes that they're going to throw at us. You know, we're a power team. They know that, and we've got to be able to move the ball on the ground and then use our passing game off of our ground game. And defensively, for us, our front three and four have got to do a great job of getting pressure and not allowing him a lot of time to throw and get the running game going. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be a great battle up front. They've got some great kids, and we've got some outstanding football players as well.
As we kind of head into the mind of the student-athlete for a little bit, this game was much anticipated since Kennesaw's moved down to D2. How have you kept the emotions in check preparing for this game? Certainly your kids got to be really excited with the opportunity to play Giltner.
Yeah, our kids are excited. They're really laid-back kids for the most part, and they're business-like. They just go about doing their thing, making sure that they're ready to go individually as well as a team. And you know, they work well together. They're not a real vocal bunch, but they play hard and they enjoy what they're doing.
Talk about maybe some plans for the offense as you head into playing this Hornet defense tonight.
Well, we've got to obviously get our running game going, and I think we're going to see some different defensive fronts, possibly some blitz packages that they're going to throw, and so we've just tried to prepare our kids for anything. You know, the last couple of years we've been really good on the ground, and so we've seen a lot of defenses thrown at us with six and seven guys in the box, and we just try to prepare them the best we can, and see how it goes.
Once again, Coach Greg Schnitzler on with us for the New Tech pregame show here for the Breeze 94.5. It is Kennesaw versus Giltner tonight. Coach, before we let you go, keys to the game.
I think we've got to create some turnovers, and we got to take care of the ball ourselves, and then the battle up front certainly is going to be a big key.
It's Greg Schnitzler for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. It is Kennesaw versus Giltner tonight, and it's on the Breeze 94.5 kickoff right around the corner. Stay tuned.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert along with Jeff Bagel. And the New Tech Seed pregame show continues. It's a beautiful night for football, and we have two teams ranked 1 and 2, 1 and 3, some 3 and 4, depending on what poll. But when you get into the top five, it's going to be a great matchup and pretty tough to decide which is which. Kennesaw has won the toss. They will receive. They're standing with their backs to the sun in the west. Giltner will be kicking off momentarily into that sunshine. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. For the visiting Blue Devils of Kennesaw, the quarterback starting senior, 180-pound Tyler Schnitzler. He is Craig Schnitzler's son and certainly plays with the intelligence of the son of a head coach. Preston Schnitzler, just a freshman, already a up-and-coming running back. He's a freshman, 165 pounds. Colton Blankenship, who we heard in the pregame, intercept a pass and take it to the house against Pleasanton. He's a defensive back, junior, and 160 pounds, also plays tight end. Devin Burr, fullback and nose guard, is a senior, 205 pounds. Evan Uden on the line is a sophomore, 215 pounds. Zachary Edwards, defensive lineman, is a sophomore, 235 pounds. Jacob Ponitz, a linebacker, junior, 160 pounds. Mason Stoker, tight end and defensive end, is a senior, 215. Dalton Bender on the line, and defensive end, a freshman, and 200 pounds. Michael Duffy, outside linebacker and on the line, a junior and 200 pounds. We'll also hear from Wyatt Woodman, the wideout, who had several nice catches, tight end wideout. They split him out, nice catches against Pleasanton some 3 weeks ago now. Kyle Hawthorne leads off the starters for the Giltner Hornet football team. Jeff Ashby, the coach. Kyle Hawthorne is a wideout and cornerback, 5'6", 140 pounds, and a senior. Justin Joyce, guard, defensive line, 5'10", 170, and a senior. Jake Finley is the quarterback. Quarterback and safety, 6'2", 160 pounds. One thing I noticed about Jake Finley is I had some early rosters. He started out on the roster 5'8", and about 130. Now he's 6'2", 160. Ben Hinrichs, tight end, defensive back, 5'9", 160, and a sophomore. Dylan Hinrichs, quarterback, wideout, 6 feet tall, 160, and a senior. Ryan Clyer is a tight end, linebacker, 5'11", 190, and a senior. Garrett Poppin, the running back, 6'1", 195 pounds, is a junior. And Dustin Hastings, a wideout, 6'1", 150 pounds, and a senior. Those are your starting lineups tonight in this, some say, top matchup across the state of Nebraska tonight. It's Kennesaw trying to knock off the estimated number one. They are number one in about three polls we know of, Lincoln Journal Star and also World Herald, and Huskerland Prep at least has has Giltner as number one, correct?
Right. From my early indications, it was the Lincoln Journal Star had them 1-2, Giltner 1, Kennesaw 2. Omaha actually had them 3-4, and then our friends over at Huskerland Prep Report had it 1-3. But essentially, it's one versus two, one versus three. It doesn't matter what the rankings are. Right. It's going to be football. It's going to be the top echelon of Class D2 right here.
All right. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff. Kennesaw will receive when we come back here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mail-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Carty.
Trust the Midas touch.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. How about a Mini Cooper? Hey now, Minis are vehicles too. Like this 2010 Mini Cooper, only 40,000 miles, loaded with options and great gas mileage. Books for $28.75, yours for $18.875 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're not going to oversell this thing, but it builds to be a good matchup here, and we're glad you're along with us tonight. We're at Giltner. The sun is slipping slowly into the west. Kennesaw will receive the football, standing with their back to the sun at the west. And a big guy transfer in from Gothenburg will be kicking for the Giltner Hornets. His name is Dylan Gartner. He's 6'3", 280 pounds.
Yeah, he really puts a leg into that. We saw him in warm-ups just bombing him.
And we'll see what he does here in the opening kickoff. He's ready.
We're ready.
Schnitzler is back to receive, and it's a strong line drive kick. Bounces at the 5. Schnitzler lets it roll into the end zone. It'll be a touchback and out to the 15-yard line here. First and 10 for the Kennesaw Blue Devils in the first possession of this top 5 matchup. Shake it up as much as you want to. They're both good.
The matchup we want to see here is Dylan Gardner in from Gothenburg chasing around this fast and speedy Tyler Schnitzler. That's going to be a heck of a matchup to watch.
He is right there over the center. Where's big number 76? Gildner in the black uniforms, white pants, and orange numerals and piping. Kennesaw, white jerseys. As Schnitzler calls out the signal from the gun, he'll keep it himself. As he goes left side, he's got running room. 25, Schnitzler 30, 35. And he'll be called out of bounds just shy of the 35 on the far side of the field there.
Design quarterback keep there. Made one guy miss. Hit the second level. Almost looked like he was going to take it to the house. Nudge there just by the safety. And saved a long run there.
That would almost have stretched believability if he'd taken that one all the way. First snap, as we saw him do the first snap of the Week 0 game. Under center this time, Schnitzler, I formation. He hands it off to Preston, his brother, and he circles up to about the 30-yard line. Maybe a one-yard gain. Clock ticks down at 11:45 to go in this opening stanza. First series of the game, Kennesaw facing a second down and 8 yards to go.
We'll see what they want to count here. Obviously, that was a nice positive run, but you want to keep the ball in Schnitzler's hand. You know, he's the as Coach said, he's the straw that stirs their drink. So we'll see what they do here on this play.
Opening series starting at the 15. Under center this time, Schnitzler again. This time he hands off on the draw to his brother Preston, who falls forward for about a yard. Nice ball handling there by Schnitzler, but a nice stop straight up front by the Hornets. And so it'll bring up a third down and a strong 8, short 7 to go.
Good play call there, but, you know, just tremendous penetration there by the interior line there of Giltner. Interior line being the one person there, but still caught him right there. Only let him get 1 or 2 yards.
We're talking about that interior line. His name is Dylan Gardner, transferring from Gothenburg. He is a load, 280 pounds, and a senior right over the center. Shotgun now, wides both ways with slot to the right side. Schnitzler keeps it himself, wiggles his way across the 40, running room 45, 30, 35, 20. Schnitzler knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line deep in Giltner territory.
Nice run. They spread them wide to the right. You thought maybe they were going to pass it to the twins over here. A quick cut back up the middle, went north-south with it, and went a long way with it.
They called him down outside the 15. I think he was forced out of bounds outside the 15-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 at the 17-yard line for Tyler Schnitzler, who is a load when he gets going. I formation. Under center, handoff goes to the fullback. He'll get to the 15, but nothing more. That was Devin Burr. He's a load, too. He's a senior, 205 pounds, and he got about 2 yards, they'll say. Second down, 8 yards to go for the blue and white.
A solid run there. Get 2 yards. You keep doing that, you're going to move those chains, no problem. A little physical play here with the speed of Schnitzler. Nice little combination here.
Move the chains, move the clock when you're a running team. And a couple of out-of-bounds there and a couple of first downs that stopped it. Under center, Schnitzler. Preston Schnitzler, the eye back, gets the feed. He'll go off the left side. He's got some running room down to about the 5-yard line. He'll be pushed back by Jake Findlay. Findlay and Hastings over there on the tackle. As well as Kyle Hawthorne for Giltner. Third down and about 4 to go deep in Giltner territory. Just outside the 10-yard line are the Kennesaw Blue Devils on their first possession of this ball game. 9.5 to go as the clock runs. The Devils break the huddle. Schnitzler will come up under center this time. Again, Burr is the up man. Preston Schnitzler, the eye back. Everybody else is in tight. Barks the signals, takes the handoff. Pitch left side. Preston cuts in, has some running room into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Kennesaw, in what will be a seesaw battle, I'm sure. But Kennesaw draws first blood with a TD here at 9:14 to go in the first series of the game for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They'll go for two here. No, they won't either. They've got the kicker. They've got the kicker. His name is Zonick, and he is a foreign exchange student. He hails from Germany. And Zonick, as they spot the ball at the 10, comes up, and the kick is up. The kick is good, and first blood plus one. 7-0, Kennesaw on top of Gilder with 9:14 to go in the first. We'll be back with the kickoff in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mail-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Trust the Midas touch.
Will this be the winter that we'll talk about for years? Nobody knows for sure. But before the weather changes, your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora, reminds you that it's a good time to check things out on your car. You can easily replace your own wiper blades and most bulbs. And be sure to take a good look at your battery, fluids, hoses, and belts. Have a question? Your CarQuest Auto Parts pros are happy to help. Great people, great products, great prices. At your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The ball up, gives it a ride. Schnitzler does the kicking for the Blue Devils, goes through the end zone, and it will be a touchback. Giltner will be starting first and 10 at the 15-yard line.
Nice job by Kennesaw there. They wanted to run and control the ball, and that's exactly what they did. They did their speed game, the smash mouth game. They did it all right there. 7-0, Kennesaw.
Okay, now it's up to Giltner to answer the call here. You don't want to get too many scores behind in a game like this. Findlay in the gun. He's got one man. That is Poppin standing next to him. Wides both ways. Now a slot man goes in motion. They flip it to him forward. And he's got the corner. And then some. Taken off is Kyle Hawthorne. Goodbye. 35-30. 20. Kyle Hawthorne. Touchdown, Giltner. Bam. Answered. Holy smokes.
One play, and we're already tied at 7. Nice little motion there to the right. Look, a nice fake, nice inside handoff. Made one guy move, miss, and scooted the entire length of the field for the score there.
75-yard run. A little shuttle pass forward. He lined up in the slot on the left side. Came around, a little jet motion, and bam, he was off to the races. Finley will go for two. He's got Poppin in the backfield with him. Wides both ways. Hastings left side. 9:02 to go. He takes it himself, Finley, into the end zone, and it'll be two. And so, two better than one. Giltner is leading Kennesaw 8-7. Back in a half minute with the Giltner kickoff. After this on the Breeze, 94. I told you, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we want some quick drive stats here. The first one by Kennesaw, the opening drive, a touchdown, a point after, 7-0. That took 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Could Giltner answer? 13 seconds later, a 75-yard run by Hawthorne and a two-point conversion by the Hornets, and it's 8-7. Now the big guy from Gothenburg gives it a ride through the end zone. Nobody's going to run kicks back tonight, and it's the 15-yard line for a first and 10 after the touch for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Giltner back on defense.
Game's quickly turning into a track meet with all these fast scores. You know, we expected this big physical matchup with all these big plays we're seeing. You know, players might be getting tired here soon.
Never know. It's like we're talking about the Overton-Giltner game a couple of years back, and Overton sat back and sat back. Giltner goes out big, and then Overton comes back, and it's like they were going to lose it, and Giltner had to win it on the last play of the game. Schnitzler comes out under center, I formation. Hands off to the tailback, Preston Schnitzler. He makes his way out across the 19 to almost the 20-yard line. It'll be a pickup of about 5 yards. Second five coming.
Nice run there. Gain five. You know, control the clock. Get your running game going. That's exactly what they're doing. They're doing this nice, slow, methodical drive here.
8:39 to go. Barely played 4 minutes. Two scores on the board. I formation. Schnitzler barks it. Pitches. Preston Schnitzler, left side, got some running room, and the big guy comes over and makes a tackle from behind. Taken down by big old Dylan Gartner. He moves really well for a 280-pounder.
Another third down here for Kennesaw. They've converted both of them they've had so far. We'll see if they get it here. If you don't get it here, you got to punt it from your side of the field.
Kennesaw breaks the huddle. Clock running at 8:03 to go. First period of play, 8-7, Giltner out top. Each team has had one possession. Kennesaw in its second one. They hand off to the – no, Schnitzler will keep it himself, faked it to the fullback, picks up the first down across the 25 to the 26-yard line, and it'll be a new set of downs for the Blue Devils.
Nice fake there. Fooled us up here. He kept it, and he's so quick. You just like a flash. He got to the sticks as fast as he could. He got that extra yard he needed and moved the chains for another – Kennesaw first down.
As we saw last week with St. Cecilia and Ravenna, another excellent pair of ball-handling quarterbacks here tonight.
Well, essentially, he's a four-year starter. You expect that out of a guy like that.
And a coach's kid to top it off. Preston Schnitzler dots the eye. Burr up man. Back to pass now. Schnitzler looking downfield. Fires over in the flat. It is almost picked off. Almost picked off by Kyle Hawthorne. He was covering Dalton, is that right? Dalton Bender? Yeah, Dalton Bender was the intended receiver. He's not listed as a tight end, but he played eligible that time. And he'll bring up second down and 10 on that incompletion.
You know, it looked like the only person that could have got that was the defender. That's a risky throw here. Luckily for Schnitzler, that fell incomplete.
Kennesaw breaks the huddle. Second down, 10. This time under center. Schnitzler calls out the signals. Safeties creep up for Giltner as it looks like they may try and blitz. They send one man. They go Preston Schnitzler right side. Cut back 30 out to the 34-yard line. And a penalty marker is down. There's probably a hold on Kennesaw on that. And that is a drive buster sometimes. The hold especially.
Mm-hmm. Nice run there, you know, but it might have been spread open by the hold. It was thrown pretty much right away, and as soon as you see that flag thrown like that, you just almost know it's a hold all the time. So
they're going to go 10 yards back from the infraction, and that puts the ball back inside the 20-yard line of Kennesaw. 7:17 on the clock that is stopped now, and they'll wind it. Just underway here, basically. Each team has had the ball once. Each team has scored. Giltner has 8. Kennesaw 7. Kennesaw trips wide to the right side. Shotgun. Now Schnitzler brings it down, keeps it himself, gets out to the 25, 30. And close to the first down, all on individual effort. Tyler Schnitzler, let's see where they give his progress. His knee is marked where? It is marked beyond the stick, and he gets out of that hole. Wow.
He did a nice job finding the holes in the second level, and then right there at the end, it seemed like he was carrying two or three Giltner guys with him, and the momentum just carried him right past the sticks.
Now, I don't know about Burr, but Tyler Schnitzler is the biggest guy in the backfield for the Blue Devils. He's the biggest guy that will be carrying the ball against Giltner tonight. Burr is a little more compact. First down and 10 under center Schnitzler. Again, Giltner faking the blitz. They go run blitz, and they give it off to Preston Schnitzler. He'll fall forward for about a yard. Stop over there by Dylan Hinrichs, 6 foot senior. Clock at 6.5 now. 6.5 in the first. Giltner by a point, 8-7. Kennesaw in his second possession. They scored on their first. Giltner answered with a one-play, 13-second drive to the house.
Like
and capped it with a two-point conversion.
Yep, like to play a Schnitzler here. Kind of getting him out of some sticky situations early.
Under center, Schnitzler. Calls out the signals. Fakes the handoff to the fullback, follows him through the hole and gets across the 40 and down to the 36-yard line. So midfield and then some for Tyler Schnitzler that time and it'll bring up third down and close to 4 yards to go.
One of my favorite plays, the quarterback follow, where you fake it to the running back and he becomes your lead blocker. He stuck right on his hip and got 6 yards out of that. Great run there by Kennesaw.
And he is a load. Devin Burr, 205-pounder, low to the ground, about 5'11". Schnitzler goes under center this time, facing the third down. I formation, Preston Schnitzler dots the I. Three down lineman for Giltner. Pitch, Schnitzler, left side. Got the corner, but then quickly dragged down by Ben Hendricks on the far side. And he stepped out of bounds. That stops the clock. Fourth down coming. 5:15 to go in the first. And it's, again, an 8-7 Giltner game. Giltner on defense after responding to Kennesaw's initial opening touchdown. They got the 2 points. Kennesaw got one, and it's 8-7.
Nice open field tackle there, keeping them below the sticks. That's a very, very big tackle.
Fourth down. Schnitzler could go either way. Looks like he's going to punt. I'm sending Hawthorne back to receive, standing about the 5. And he does get it away. It's a nice high punt. It'll bounce and then into the end zone. So Giltner will get it back at a familiar 15-yard line. They've had it at the – in fact, everybody's had it at the 15.
Yeah. When you see your – you know, it's kind of a nice secret weapon there, having your quarterback as your punter. You don't know if it could be a pooch kick, you know, or something like that. That's a very valuable tool. You know, punches them back down in the 15. But last time, like you said, they've always been on the 15. We saw a nice big – long run there last time by Giltner.
Giltner gets it back now at their own 15. They go Finley in the shotgun. Poppin standing next to him. Hawthorne, who scored on the jet action last time. This time they fake it to him. They'll go left, pitch to Poppin. He gets about 5-6 yards out to the 21-yard line.
Same motion there, trying to see if they could fool Kennesaw, and they came left with it instead of going right. Nice job there getting the counterplay, getting 6 yards.
Hornets second down coming. In case you're wondering, they've got Dylan Gartner playing on the right side of the offensive line, right next to the center. And again, he could clear some path area there, mm-hmm. I think. Timeout is called. Kennesaw. We'll take 60 here. Your score, Giltner 8, Kennesaw 7. Back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kennesaw took a defensive timeout there. Craig Eckert and Jeff Babel back here on the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Finley goes shotgun, slots both ways, calls out the signals, back to pass. Jake Finley looking downfield. He's got a man. It's Hastings in and out, and then a beautiful layout catch at the 34-yard line.
Nice catch there by Hastings. Got it at its highest point. Looked like he was going to drop it. Kept his eye on the ball. There's a good mental play there, too, looking it in, making sure he had it secured. Then he hit the ground, rolled. Great play there by Hastings.
Giltner goes hurry up now. They stay in the gun, trips wide to the left. One man wide to the right. Shotgun and the call. Back to pass Finley again. He lofts the rainbow across the middle, and he's got it. It's popping. Touchdown. Touchdown, Giltner. And they take the lead now, up 14-7.
Gee, quick strike here by Giltner. They've run four plays. Two of them have been for touchdown. That's a heck of a percentage. You got their signal in the plays from the sideline, wow. No huddle, trying to catch Kennesaw off guard.
That drive took 29 seconds. two plays, 29, going for two. Findlay, option, right side, popping into the end zone for two. It is 16-7, Giltner.
Easy.
Half a minute timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
16-7 is your score, and boy, I'll tell you what, as my old buddy Tim Bob Kitzmiller might say, kick as a hiccup, Giltner is back in the end zone, and Kennesaw, which took a defensive timeout at the beginning of that series, was unable to stop the Giltner offense. Two plays, 29 seconds. Giltner has had the ball 13-22. 35 seconds and 16 points. That's 2 points a second.
Yeah, that's an impressive feat.
They give it a ride now. Kickoff as Schnitzler watches it go into the end zone. That was a monster kick there by Dylan Gartner. And Gartner will stay in there as defensive tackle. 4:39 as Kennesaw opens up their offense at their 15-yard line. Everybody does that here tonight. With 4:39 to go in the first, it's already 23 points on the board. Kennesaw wants to make it more now as they break the huddle. And Schnitzler has some determination in his stride as he goes up under center, looks the defense over. Three down linemen for Giltner. Calls out the signals. Handoff goes to the tailback, Preston Schnitzler. He's tripped up but falls forward across the 20, out to almost the 23-yard line, almost a first down. They'll mark him back a little bit. It'll be second down and three.
Nice run there by Schnitzler. Kept his balance, kept that low center of gravity. Nice. Could have easily just tripped over himself. Maybe only got a 2 or 3 yard gain, but kept it low, kept his athleticism down. Nice 7 yard gain there.
Giltner with scores in both of their possessions. Kennesaw is 1 for 2. And they trail 16-7. Schnitzler comes out under center, facing the second and three, and the handoff goes to Burr, and he's stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Wasn't a lot there to hand off to. You know, the big old Dylan Gartner plugging up the middle there. Burr got the ball and met Gartner. There wasn't much going on.
Actually, that was Corey Holk who was in there.
Yep, Corey got the tackle, but
there's
there just
a
wasn't a hole
there
to run into.
Big boys in there. They got number 72 is Holk and 76 is Gartner. Between the two, they're only 500 pounds.
That's a quarter of a ton right there.
3:36 to go first. Under center, Schnitzler fakes the handoff, keeps it right side, got some running room, 25-30. Another first down for Tyler Schnitzler, who's taking this team on his back right now.
That was a nice run. It looked like he had a lot more room to run, and then he got chased down by Hastings. So nice play there by Hastings as well, but even better play by Schnitzler, finding that hole and accelerating through it.
They wind the clock. Under 3.5 to go now in the first period. With a 16-7 Giltner lead now. Kennesaw trying to respond in their own way. Usually by the ground and on legs of Tyler Schnitzler, who goes under center, calls out the signals, and that time feeds to his tailback, Preston Schnitzler. And again, he is caught in the backfield. Nice defensive play there. Coming up from the defensive backfield was Ryan Clyer. And it makes it second down and just a bit more than 9 to go.
There was not much room there for Preston Schnitzler to run. You know, tried to get out there on the outside. It was wrapped up pretty quickly. But, you know, like you think, Preston Schnitzler is just a freshman, so showing some mighty fine confidence out there against the number one team in the state.
Giltner, three down linemen again. Two backers, three defensive backs. Shotgun, back to pass. Schnitzler looks, fires, across the middle. He's got a man, and that man is trying to get away from three defenders. He gets about 4 yards. That's Mason Stoker, the tight end, senior, 215 pounds, caught in traffic and carried some Hornets with him. It's third down and a short 5, long 4 to go.
Big third down here. Like you said, you don't want to fall behind early in this game. They've already punted once. And with the two-point conversion ability of Giltner, This is a huge third down early in this game.
Clock running down to 2 minutes in the first period. 16-7, Giltner out front. Schnitzler leads his Blue Devils up to the line of scrimmage. Everybody in tight. He's under center. I formation. Handoff. Preston Schnitzler from the tailback position. Fights his way up. I think he got the first down by about a half a yard. And he did.
Again with Preston Schnitzler seems to be losing his balance there. I don't know what the field conditions are like. You know, a little dry.
Either that or someone's grabbing him by the ankle and just knocking him off stride because you're right. He has not had a head of steam the entire time he's taking the ball tonight.
He's been keeping his knees up above the ground, though, getting those extra 2 yards.
Got the first down. That's what he wanted. I formation. Under center, Tyler Schnitzler fakes the belly series and keeps it on his right side to the 20. Tyler Schnitzler inside the 20, and he's forced out of bounds by a host of Giltner Hornets. Hawthorne is over there. Poppin is over there. And it'll bring up first down and 10 to go just inside the 20-yard line as Kennesaw tries to respond, not to fall back more than this single score that they are now, 16-7.
Nice stiff arm there by Tyler Schnitzler on that second level. Got an extra 10, 15 yards on it on top of the first down.
Nice belly fake on that to Burr, and that held a few folks as he went to the right side. Under center again. Handoff this time on the counter goes to Preston Schnitzler inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. And that will be second down and 5 coming.
Nice run there, trying to get Preston some carries so they don't know that it's always going to go to his brother Tyler.
A little bit of a counter step there. He took a step to the left and then came back to the right. And that little step gave him the corner. Second down, a little longer. Call it second and 6 now. As Tyler looks across to head coach Craig Schnitzler for information to use at the line of scrimmage. He goes under center. Tight ends are tight, I formation. Preston Schnitzler dots the I. Burr is the up man. Giltner again looking to blitz. And a whistle blows. They may have a delay of game. And that's what it is. Don't like that stuff if you're on offense in a track meet as we have here tonight. Throws you off stride. Second down and 11 now. Kennesaw doesn't see that often. Although they got out of it before after a holding penalty, and Tyler Schnitzler again had to take the team on his back. He got the first down, continued to drive, but they ended up having a punt.
As long as Schnitzler was under center there, he thought maybe he was trying to draw someone off sides.
Could have been. Under center again. Hand off is faked. He'll keep it left side. He's got a little bit of a crease, and he'll fight his way down inside the 15 to about the 12-yard line. Giltner folks just kind of took a little piece of cloth and hung on there. Hastings over there on the tackle. As well as Hawthorne, I believe. Third down four coming. Again, just a great night. Giltner put in a new turf here this summer, but they're having trouble like everybody else with drought. I formation. And again, under center. Hands off to Preston Schnitzler. He'll get caught in the backfield. Hastings came up nicely that time. He sniffed out the play, and maybe a yard and a half gain on that, but it is going to be fourth down and a yard to go for Kennesaw.
Yep, nice forward progress there. Met quickly by two Giltner defenders and was thrown to the ground. Nice physical play there, bringing up a fourth and two here. This is a situation where you want to convert this. If you don't, you'll pin them deep, but like you see the big, quick striking ability of Giltner. This is pretty imperative that they convert here.
Clock at 39. It was the same situation. Kennesaw got called for delay before, so he's got to hurry up and get the line of scrimmage, get that snap off. Facing fourth and a bit longer than one, he goes to the gun. And there's going to be a delay again.
Nope, they got it.
Nope, timeout. Nope, okay. Timeout taken by Craig Schnitzler wisely. We'll take a minute timeout here. Your score, Giltner 16, Kennesaw 7. Your game of the week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Eckert, Jeff Babel back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Shotgun, wides both ways. Schnitzler has to run it himself inside the 10, inside the 5, drags Hastings and one other man with him as he falls inside the 5. It's going to be a first and goal for Kennesaw on that Tyler Schnitzler keeper. He faked the pass, brought it down. I don't know that he was really flushed out of the pocket. Right. He just decided he had a place to go.
I wonder if that was a designed run, but they tried to fake the pass. But it did look like he was flushed, so you never know what the actual play call was. But nice job improvising there and picking up that first down.
Could have just been a coach's kid carrying on a pretty good fake. Under center, Schnitzler again. First and goal from the 4. Pitch. Preston Schnitzler cut back. End zone touchdown. Kennesaw touchdown. And it brings the score now to 16-13 with Sonic coming to bat. Zonick, the German foreign exchange student, impressed a lot of the folks here in the pregame drills. He just hammered that baby from a distance through the uprights. Now, Kennesaw knows they've got a kicker, and they're getting one, but if Giltner's getting two each time, that may bite him later on.
Well, eventually, you're going to fall down a touchdown just based off conversions here.
Not saying, just saying. Zonick, Schnitzler is kneeling at the 10. They're about ready here. Kick the first one true. And that one is up and through the uprights as well. So it is now with 28 seconds to go in the first period of play. Giltner, 16. Kennesaw, 14. Back in a half minute with the Kennesaw kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Touchdown scored by Preston Schnitzler. And Kennesaw now within 2 points of Giltner. Tyler Schnitzler will kick the ball off at the 30-yard line. No one has had a kickoff or punt run back tonight. There's only been one punt. That was Kennesaw earlier. Otherwise, it's been kickoffs and touchbacks. And because of that, was another 75-yard drive. And it is now 16-14. Here comes Schnitzler with the sidewinder kick to Giltner. There he goes. No, he goes straight ahead with it. Long kick into the end zone. Touchback. Giltner at their 15.
Like you said, Craig, I don't think we're going to see a single touchback or kick return tonight. All touchbacks. Could be interesting to see how that dynamic of the special teams is basically taken out of each other's hands.
6 possessions here in not quite one full quarter. And there have been scores on 4 of those 6. Finley, shotgun. Poppin standing in the backfield, wides both ways. Hastings to the left side. In motion comes Hawthorne, back to pass now. He'll take the flare to Hawthorne at the 20. 25, Hawthorne, high steps to the 30 and then midfield. Nice running there by Hawthorne and some laundry after the fact. There might have been a little unnecessary after the tackle. We'll see what they call it. They actually marked the ball down at the 37-yard line of the Blue Devils, and we'll see what that flag is all about.
Nice job there by Finley going through his progression. Saw that his running back was open, everyone else was covered. And then even better play by Hawthorne getting to that second level and making a couple guys miss.
Referees are talking it over. I don't know if they're going to pick up the flag or let it go. They're picking up the flag. Never mind that flag. They're picking it up. They said that was a clean hit because of momentum.
It looked clean from here.
First and 10. Finley has trips left side. Hastings the wide man left. Back to pass. Finley looking now. He'll keep it himself. He dumps it off in the flat over the head of Hawthorne. And it'll be second down and 10.
Nice job there by Finley, stepping up into the pocket, you know, avoiding that wide pass rush. Just missed this guy, but actually dangerously close, I thought, to a late hit, but wasn't called.
You can see him using his progressions and check down on that one, which with this offense you have to do. Kennesaw, of course, more run-oriented, and Tyler Schnitzler does what he has to do. Slot man to the right side this time for Giltner. Man in motion. They fake the jet, go option right side. Poppins got it. He's got some five, almost 10 yards. We'll see whether or not he'll get close to the stick. It is close to the stick. It is close to and is the end of the first quarter. And so when we come back, we'll switch sides. Giltner will have a third down and three coming on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Last score in the game, other than the extra point by Kennesaw, was a 5-yard TD run by Preston Schnitzler. Now Giltner has the ball back in this ensuing series. They have achieved one first down. They're going for their second one now. Inside the 30-yard line of Giltner, it is third down and just about 2 yards to go. As we resume the ball game, first play of the second quarter coming up, Jake Finley in the gun. Wide man is Hastings to the left side, Hawthorne, right side on the wing. Now he'll go in motion. They pitch it to him on the jet. Goes left side. He's got the 30. Slowed down at the 33. Cuts away to the 35-yard line. Ball on the ground. Let's see. Ball on the ground, and who got it? They haven't given us an indication yet. It'll be Giltner retaining possession. And Poppin might have jumped on top of that and saved the bacon there for the Giltner drive. That was the same play that they took off and scored on the first play of the game. A 75-yard TD is what that one turned into. This got a first down. Slot again. Hawthorne, they do it again. Jet right side. He's got the corner. 15 and close to the 11-yard line for Giltner. And it'll bring up a second down. And I've got a bad angle here as far as spotting. Looks like it to the 11-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down. So they're going to move the chains, not flip the down mark. They just keep it at first. This time it's first and 10 from the 12, and Giltner in the gun. Double wides. They've got a stack on the right side. Now again, Hawthorne goes in motion, takes the pitch on the jet, cuts back up the middle into the end zone, and it looks like a touchdown. Did they? Nope. They say he was down right at the goal line. So the clock at 11:18, and Giltner has taken 40 some seconds here in the second period, which about doubles their couple of their possessions in the first.
We joked about that off air. Nice play though by Hawthorne. He's running that jet sweep and cuts it upfield, like almost a 90-degree angle, just shy of the end zone here. I'm guessing they'll punch this one in.
And again, they go stack right side. Hawthorne. This time, Finley keeps it himself. Right side end zone touchdown. So Giltner comes back. They have not punted tonight. And it is 22-14. I better learn how to add quicker than that in this game. I can tell you that. We've had 36 points scored here in 13 minutes of play.
This is a big conversion here. Right now it's a one-score game. They get a conversion here of two. It becomes a 10-point game, two scores right there.
Finley has been successful 2 of 2 on the 2 points. Kennesaw has gone the conventional one-point route. Again, they send Hawthorne on the jet sweep, but penalty markers are down. False start by Giltner. That'll cost them five. And so they'll try it again, I think. I think they could theoretically kick it, but they're not usually about that.
No, their kicker is going to be on the line here.
Finley popping in the backfield with him. Two wides to the right side. Hastings to the left. Again, Hawthorne comes jet action back to pass. Firing Hastings in and out of his hands. 2 point is no good, and it remains an 8 point game in favor of Giltner. 22-14, the Hornets over the Blue Devils, and we'll return in a half a minute with the kickoff. You're listening to the Game of the Week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Finley scores on a one-yard run, and the two-point attempt, no good. So, Giltner has a 22-14 lead. And Kennesaw is going to get the ball back. So many things we wanted to say about this game, but they won't let us. They keep playing fast football. That's okay. Big guy Gardner gives it a ride. This will bounce inside the five this time. Still rolls through the end zone, and another touchback. And another first and 10 at the 15, this time for Kennesaw.
I know it's early, but I think that was still a big conversion. They're keeping it to eight, or unsuccessful conversion. Now it's still only a one-score game. You see Schnitzler going down here. If they score here, you might see him go for two just to try and tie that ball game up. It's still early, but I think that was a big play. It'll be first and 10 here from the 15 for Kennesaw.
They break the huddle. Schnitzler comes up under center. He's got Burr is the up man. His brother Preston is the eye back. Calls out the signals. Hand off to Preston. He'll go off the right side. Gets a couple of yards. Tackled over there by Hawthorne and by Poppin. Boy, not much. He got less than I thought.
Yeah.
He barely moved the stick that time.
It's already Preston Schnitzler's 15th carry of the game. He's accumulated 39 total yards so far, but he does have those two touchdowns.
By the way, you want up-to-date scores, text Platte River Preps. Platte River Preps to 90210. You get them automatically on your mobile. I formation on second and 10. Schnitzler, handoff. Preston Schnitzler, left side, fights his way forward for a couple of yards, but that's it. It'll bring up third down and eight as Giltner's defense get a little salty out there now.
Yeah, and Schnitzler, he's trying to bob and weave. He needs to get there, get to the corner, try and lower his pad level a little bit. He's running too upright, I think. You can see by his yards per carry catch, it's kind of low, but it's kind of giving him these third and long situations, and that's kind of what you want to avoid against a team like Giltner.
They send wide out Wyatt Woodman wide to the right side. He caught some passes we saw against Pleasanton, slot man right side. Shotgun now for Schnitzler, straight back to pass. Looking now. He'll keep it himself. Gets up to the 20. Stutter steps 22, 25-yard line. He may have gotten a first down. Wow.
Yeah, nice job improvising there. I still can't tell if these are design runs, but even if they are, they're executed perfectly. If not, pure athleticism, just running through the defense. You got three guys around him. He's just running right through all three of them.
You got a quarterback like him, and I think it's just do whatever it looks like.
Yeah.
If the play is not developing exactly like you do, go ahead and do what you can do. Make it. And this is like the third first down he's made on dire circumstances. 9:29 to go. Till the Allens of Hastings halftime report here from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Craig Eckert, Jeff Babel. Handoff goes to Preston Schnitzler. Actually, a little toss to the left side, and he'll get maybe a yard or so. They've got to give it to other people. They can't just key on Tyler Schnitzler. So Preston Schnitzler, who's had a tough time getting an accelerated start, almost got the corner, but not quite that time. Picks up about 2 yards.
It'd be interesting to see. You know, Preston's been—he's already got 17 carries. That means he's on pace for well over 40. If they need to maybe bring in someone older, get him a break a little bit.
He dots the I again. Burr, the up man under center, Tyler Schnitzler. Fakes the handoff. Now he goes option, keeps it himself, follows the fullback through, gets close to a first down. He's just shy, I think. They're right in front of us, and I think they're about a half a yard shy. He's got to get up to the 36, and I think he just crossed the 35, but it's a manageable down and distance for the Blue Devils. Third down, less than a yard to go.
I like Tyler Schnitzler, the quarterback. His ability to keep his feet moving, keep driving, getting what looked like maybe a 7 yard gain all the way up to a 9 yard gain, makes it third and just inches instead of like a third and three. That's a harder conversion.
22-14. Giltner has the 8 point advantage. 8:47 to go till halftime. I formation again. Everybody's in tight. Stoker, one of the tight ends. Bender, the other. Handoff goes to Preston Schnitzler, and they stack him up at the line. I don't think he got enough progress for the first down. I think it's going to be fourth and less than a yard. And the Giltner defense has shown some fortitude here in this ball game.
Tremendous play there by Ben Heinrich, shooting the gap, meeting Schnitzler in the backfield, right where they needed to be, drove him back a yard. Going to make this a measurement. I don't think it got it, though. It looked like they met right at the line of scrimmage.
Well, it's, you know, it's so hard to tell at the high school level. They move the ball around and then down in distance, you just don't know. You're right. It does look like he should have had to get up to about the 36, and he did not get it, according to the chains. He's about a football length shy of the first down. They spot the ball just beyond the 35. He's got to get to, if there was such a thing, the 35-and-a-half-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Clock at 8:12. Blue Devils cooking up something here.
The ball didn't even move the spot from the previous play, so I wonder why, if we didn't measure it last time, why we had to measure it this time. So big fourth down here.
Well, it was a momentum type of deal, I guess. Did he get far enough before he was pushed back? They said no. Fourth and less than this, the length of a football. I formation. Schnitzler under center. Hand off to Burr. No, he follows Burr through the hole and gets the first down. Again, good ball handling.
I had a great feeling that was going to be a quarterback follow. You know, you hadn't seen the up back get much carries, and Preston on the previous play just before didn't get the first down. So you knew that Tyler Schnitzler was going to keep it. You didn't know if he was going to try and go around the corner or try to get just across the line. Did exactly what I figured they would do, just do a quarterback follow, stay behind your big man, and get that first down.
Giltner goes now with their more or less standard alignment. They got 1, 2, 3 down linemen now, 4 backers, I formation. Schnitzler, right side, keeper, 40, 35, and he'll be stopped there. Stopped over there by Giltner's Ryan Clyer again. Second down, less than 5, about 4.5.
Nice run there. Nice first down call. You know, don't have to go for the big touchdown right away. You want to make positive yards. 6 yards, that's plenty. You've got 3 more cracks at 4 more yards. Good play call there by Kennesaw here. And what is a tight number 1 versus number 2 matchup?
Now they're going to send one of the tight ends wide. Dalton Bender goes wide to the left side, single setback. Handed off to him. That back is Preston Schnitzler, and he will not get forward progress beyond maybe the length of a football again, as they went to the side where the wideout was set to block a downfield run, but it didn't get that far. It'll be 3rd down and 4.
In fact, I think he lost a yard. I think the Giltner defense knows exactly. They seem to be running the same play with Preston Schnitzler off tackle there, and it just seems to be it worked early, you know, for a couple games, 2-3 yards now. Giltner knows what's coming, and they're stopping it before he even gets to the line of scrimmage.
You're right. You observed before. Schnitzler is having some sort of footing issues. He just does not look like the same back we saw in the opening game of the season. I formation. He still dots the I. Third pitch. Schnitzler, left side, rolls one way and gets an extra yard maybe, but he's still captured behind the line of scrimmage by about 3, and it's going to be 4th down and at least 6 to go. Let's see where they spot it. Yep, 4th and 6. And Kennesaw, it would appear, would be in a punting situation, but hey, it's Kennesaw, Giltner. It's a couple of top 5 teams. They are going to talk it over. So a timeout called by Craig Schnitzler, the Kennesaw coach, with the score. Giltner 22, Kennesaw 14. We got 5:52 to go until halftime. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you.
the AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kennesaw's possession began with 11:03 to go. We're down to 5:52, and they're about to apparently punt it away. Good snap. Schnitzler's kick is up. Not too far. Gives a chance out of return. Coming the other way, Hawthorne, and he'll be snowed under right at the 10-yard line.
I think nice smart play call there, punting the ball. It was 4th and 6, and I think you basically knew that if they were going to run the ball or even pass the ball, it was going to be in Tyler Schnitzler's hands. And 6 yards is a lot to ask for when you know he's going to be getting the ball. So the smart play there, although you're down in position, to punt the ball, because, hey, if your defense can get a turnover, you're right back in this game.
Now it's time for Kennesaw to play a little D, and Giltner anxious to get some more points on the board. They're up by 8. They would have liked to have been up by 10, but their two-point conversion on the last score by Finley failed. Spread slots both ways. Finley puts Hawthorne in motion. Now a timeout's going to be taken by Giltner. So Giltner calls a timeout. You know what? Let's get caught up on some scores here. Shall we do that? Some partials from around PlatteRiverPreps.com country. We've got
we beat the Platte River Valley, you would think. Not country, but
we've got Franklin over Wilcox Hildreth, 19-14 in the second. Donovan Trumbull over Wood River, 12-6. Donovan Trumbull, good team this year. Blue Hills, 6-0 over Hastings St. Cecilia. North Platte St. Pat's leads Ravenna, 14-0 after the Blue Jays stood toe-to-toe with St. Cecilia last week. Centura is leading Superior, 23-3. Sutton has a 20-0 lead.
Over Malcolm.
All right, Kennesaw defense against the Giltner offense. Findlay in the gun. Spread formation. Takes the snap. Fires across the middle. He's got a man. It's Hawthorne. 35-40. 39-yard line is where he's finally hauled down. They'll mark him back to midfield. That was a pretty play. Came out of the backfield, crossed the middle, and hit on the numbers in stride up to the 40, a 25-yard gain.
Nice play call there. Nice route running there. He caught it before the defender even had a chance to look back and see the ball. Perfect
again,
pass.
Spread option. Right side popping with the pitch. 35 inside to the 32-yard line. And a nice first down attempt there by Giltner. Second down and about 3 yards coming now. Clock at 5:29 is stopped. Giltner again on top in the score, but way behind in time of possession, as if they cared at this point. Slots both ways. Shotgun Finley. Second down. Barks out the signals under the lights now. Back to pass. Rolls right. Going to keep it. 30, 25, 20. Finley steps out inside the 20-yard line.
Nice run there by Finley. Rolled right. Realized he had a lot of green in front of him. Took it. Decided, hey, I'll beat you with my legs here instead of my throw. Great downfield block there, too, by one of the receivers. We got enough to move the chains.
First and 10, ball at the 20-yard line. Giltner sends their plays in with those picture cards, a lot like you follow the Oregon Ducks and some of those other up-tempo offenses do. Spread formation again. Finley puts Hawthorne in motion. Jet action. Hawthorne takes it left side across the 20. Stutter steps down to the 15-yard line. Penalty marker comes in as he's stopped right at the 15.
Nice play call. You know, they're trying to use their speed. He's getting to the corner before the defender can. Unfortunately for this one's coming back, though.
Clock at 5:16. Refs will talk about it and then act within a moment or two, we hope. Paddling markers down on that run. That was a first down play, so it's going to be first down again. And they'll mark it back about 7 yards from the original line of scrimmage. So that was point of foul, 10 yards from the point of foul, which must have been about 3 yards up from the original line. So first down coming inside the 29-yard line. First and 10, about 20 to go for the Giltner Hornets. Spread again, Findlay, shotgun, good snap, back to pass, stutters. He's almost pulled down. Now he's in trouble all the way back at the 35. Nice pressure there by Dalton Bender. Got him. And it'll be second down and a ton. Second and 25 for the Hornets.
Nice pass rush there by Bender. Good to see Kennesaw finally getting some pressure on Findlay, the quarterback. It seems like Finley's just been picking him apart with his passes and occasional, you know, read option pitches. First real good defensive play we've seen from Kennesaw today.
Not sure that Giltner is set up to hold the ball that long in the backfield at all. That's not their plan. Shotgun again, back to pass. Findlay this time draw, and he's going to get smothered again. Another loss, this time another 2 yards, and Giltner is back near midfield. They have to get down to the 10-yard line for a first down. Not saying that couldn't happen. Either team is capable of that, but it's third down now and about 27 yards to go.
Nice play again by Kennesaw. You know, it wasn't even so much that he was holding the ball too long, just good, quick pass rush. Got to the quarterback right away.
That time, yeah. That time it looked like it was going to be a quarterback draw. It was a quick developing play, but Kennesaw, good D on that. They put two down linemen, four backers, three defensive linemen. Back to pass, firing in the flat, has Poppin. Poppin loses the ball, and who's got it? Goes out of bounds. Poppin in the grasp, lost the ball, it bounced out of bounds. No harm, but a punting situation for Giltner, and Kennesaw held, gets the ball back, and what they needed to do, they did. They played some defense, and this will force the first punt of the evening by the Giltner Hornets.
Nice job getting your read on the flat. Even better defensive play causing that fumble. Looked like they might have been able to chance. They had numbers there to recover it. Luckily for Giltner, ran out of bounds.
High kick. Bounces for Giltner at inside the five. Back out. Rolls out of bounds at about the six-yard line. So nice punt there for Giltner. And it'll pin Kennesaw back inside the 10. What are we going to call it? The six-yard line?
Yep. That bounce, like, right, very close to the goal line, just in front. So we were probably another foot away from having another touchback. Instead, we're at six, so we'll see if Kennesaw can add another 9 yards to their drives here.
Two punts for Kennesaw, one punt for Giltner. 22 points for Giltner, 14 points for Kennesaw. Kennesaw back in the box now with an opportunity on offense, but inside their 10-yard line. But with their offense, it doesn't make quite as much difference. They're not a passing offense. They're a north-south kind of team if they have their way. But they keep it on the ground more often than not. They break the huddle. They will go under center. I formation. Preston Schnitzler standing just outside the goal line. Handoff goes to the 10. No, Schnitzler goes back, fires, and he's got a man. And it is Preston Schnitzler. He faked it to Schnitzler. He snuck out in the flat, picked the pass, and got it second down now. And about 4 yards to go. Nicely executed play there by the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
Yep, nice play action pass, kind of mix it up. Think, you know, all Kennesaw is going to do is run and run, run. Well, if you think that and you bring up too many guys in the backfield, those passes are going to be open.
Gutty call standing that far in your own territory. Again, Schnitzler goes under center. Everybody in tight, fakes the handoff again, keeps it himself. Left side has got a first down and then a little bit more out to the 20, 21-yard line.
Yep, nice run there by Schnitzler, and a good kick-out block there by Edwards. Opened the big hole there for Schnitzler to cut up into.
Clock at 3:25 and stopped on the chains being moved. They'll wind it here pretty quick. There they go. Schnitzler in the huddle. Calls the play. They break it and go up to the line of scrimmage. Center on the ball. Quarterback under center, I formation. Everybody's in tight. First down. And the ball fell on the ground, and Schnitzler fell on it. That was the first mishandle tonight we've seen by either of the quarterbacks and centers. It's going to bring up second down and 12, a two-yard loss on that mishandle.
Yep. You know, you practice that every day in practice, and you think, you know, it's almost routine. But if you start to think, oh, what's – if you think you have the ball before you have it, stuff like that happens. And luckily for them, it didn't turn into a turnover.
When you know you got a quick defense like Giltner, you want to get as much speed as soon as you can. Again, second down now. Pitch, Preston Schnitzler, cutback. Now goes outside, 20, 25, 30, 35. Tight ropes, 45, 30, 40, 35, I should say. And he steps out of bounds at the 33-yard line of Giltner. Nice run by Preston Schnitzler, by far the best of the evening for him. Great balance. He tiptoed probably 8 or 9 of the last several yards.
Yep, stayed right inside of his blocker, waited for it to develop, hit the hole hard, tiptoed down the sideline, stayed inbounds. Very impressive.
And he did go inside then, ducked outside. So he was reading the seams really well. 2:25 now. 1 full minute has passed since the last first down. Everybody's in tight, eye formation. Giltner, 3 men on the line. Handoff, Schnitzler to Schnitzler again. Preston cuts inside at the 30, 25 now. He looks like he's getting a little bit of a feel for the game and picks up close to a first down. They're going to mark him shy by 3 yards. Second down, a long 3, short 4 to go for the Blue Devils. And Giltner now a little bit on their heels on defense.
And we joke about his footing, but maybe he got some new pair of shoes out there cutting up the field nicely on those
literally,
last 2 runs.
Literally could have. I don't know.
Yeah, what's impressed me is there was 3 minutes when this drive started, and I was worried that if Kennesaw wouldn't have enough time to get down there. The 2 big runs, though, they're going to try and get this in before half.
Tight ends in. I formation. Preston Schnitzler with the ball, and he's fighting close to a first down. I'm not sure they got there yet. It'll bring up 4th down and very short yardage. Try that again. 3rd down and very short yardage. And the clock is inside 1:25 in the first half. Allen's of Hastings halftime report coming up. We'll get you full slate of scores, give you stats and scoring summaries at halftime. Look around some of the games in the region.
You got to think that this ball's going to stay in Tyler Schnitzler's hands.
Counts it off. Keeps the, you're right, and he spins, and I think he got the first down as he followed the fullback again to the left, right side of the line and picked up the first down.
It looked like he was going to give it up to his up back, but, you know, the up back hasn't had any carries tonight. So once you see the fake there, you know it's going to be a quarterback ball. Got hit initially, rolled off, and got that extra 2 yards that he needed and moved the chains with under a minute to go now. It'll be interesting to see the clock management because Kennesaw is out of timeouts.
Good point. Clock is still running at 50 seconds. So they may have to put on their throwing shoes here. I formation. Back to pass is Schnitzler. Dances around. Flushed out of the pocket. Goes left inside the 20. Gives a shoulder to Ryan Clear. Or Clyer.
Kept him in bounds, too. The clock's going to keep running.
Good job by Clyer there. To keep him in bounds, clock at 22 seconds to go. Kennesaw may be out of luck here unless they bring in Zonick.
Yep, they might spike
field
it
goal
here.
Kicker. That, you know what? That's probably what's going to happen. They spike it. They bring in the field goal kicker. This is certainly within range, but of course there's a snap and a hold yet to come. Zonick comes in.
I thought maybe they would maybe take one shot for the end zone. But they're going to bring in their kicker. They don't even want to risk maybe getting a turnover here.
Somebody actually gave us credit for nicknaming Zonick Boomer. He got a leg. Exchange student from Germany.
That's a big kick because it'll turn it from 8 to 5, which would mean a touchdown will win it instead of a touchdown and a try for Kennesaw.
9 seconds on the clock. Kennesaw tries to get within 5. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is good. And with 5 on the clock, Kennesaw crawls to within 5 points. It's Giltner 22, Kennesaw 17. We're back in a half a minute with the Kennesaw kickoff.
Here it is already, the high school fall sports season, and the folks at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan congratulate the Giltner Hornets for another great season. At B&B Carpet Service, they work hard to win and keep the trust of their customers. And working hard is always the key to success, and Giltner football just proves that. Best of luck in your game tonight, and continued success from everyone at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Oh, man, who'd have thought that kicking game or conversions would play such a big role in two D2 high-power matchups? But it Kennesaw relying on the point after their two touchdowns and then got a field goal. And Giltner has relied on the point after, succeeded two out of three times. The two-point after succeeded two out of three times.
That field goal wasn't the prettiest-looking thing, but it went through the uprights, and that's all that matters. They'll take 3 points and cut this to below a six-point ball game.
So many kickers, so many fans say, how come it looks so much better in pregame?
There's pressure. There's not a line running at you during pregame.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Five seconds here, and Tyler Schnitzler actually does the kickoff chores here. He goes kind of straight ahead. Line drive kick. It's going to go into the end zone. Giltner will have not much time at the 15 when they take it out.
I was going to wonder if they were going to maybe try and push that kick, run those last 5 seconds out, or if they were just going to kick it through, put their max prevent defense on, because you know Giltner can do something in these 5 seconds. But they kicked it off straight. They're going to say, hey, we're going to try not to get a penalty here and go to halftime down five. And that you got to be happy with that.
Well, they'll go spread and try not to get Finley flattened back there because they've had some protection problems against Kennesaw. Prevent defense for Kennesaw. Spread formation. They go flat and it goes incomplete. Still time for one more play. That only ran two off the clock. 3 seconds left here in the half. Allen's of Hastings halftime report is coming up. Our score, 22-17. Kennesaw, two touchdowns, 2 points after, and one field goal. Giltner, three touchdowns, and two out of 3 point afters.
Correct.
2 points after succeeding there. Timeout is being taken here. I will keep it right here. Old Glory is hanging just...
I was thinking maybe that Giltner would try to knee it, but if they're going to call a timeout, you know he's got the chalkboard out there. He's going to be drawing something up, trying to
could be
maybe do a Cal Stanford last play, you know, a bunch of pitches.
Looking lateral, you never know. I was going to say Old Glory's hanging there right at the staff, so no wind or anything like that for either the passing game or the kicking game.
In other D2 action, number 6 Medicine Valley currently leading Axtell 27-12. Well, that's in the second quarter in Axtell.
Platte River Preps to 90210 if you want to get partials and finals through the evening hours on Football Friday nights right here from Platte River Radio.
All right, 3 seconds here.
Shelton over Fullerton, 14-0 too. All right, spread. It's going to be gun it here for Jake Finley unless he decides against it. And he fires it downfield. Hawthorne's got it at the 30. 25 almost gets away, and that's going to end it. Wow. How many times have I said wow?
Nice play there, and not very good tackling. It reminded me of last Saturday at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Tried to tackle him too high on the shoulder pad. Luckily for them, they had that max prevent going on, and they were able to grab him at the 25.
All right, so at the end of one half of play, Giltner by five now, 22-17. And take a couple of minute time out here, get things totaled up, added up, and get our composure as we'll bring you the Allens of Hastings halftime report next up here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also, KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Will this be the winter that we'll talk about for years? Nobody knows for sure. But before the weather changes, your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora, reminds you that it's a good time to check things out on your car. You can easily replace your own wiper blades and most bulbs. And be sure to take a good look at your battery, fluids, hoses, and belts. Have a question? Your CarQuest Auto Parts pros are happy to help. Great people, great products, great prices. At your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back from Giltner High School on a top five game considered by some best matchup in the state of Nebraska tonight in D2, certainly maybe all of high school football in the Husker State. The Kennesaw-Giltner game is brought to you in part by B&B Carpet, by the Bank of Donovan, Salmon Auto Parts, and the Kroll Agency. The Sitting Bull Saloon, we'd barely cooled that pizza down. We were already two scores on. That's Sitting Bull Saloon, and then Todd's Body and Glass, JSGK Catering, Joyce Agronomics, Honeycutt Farms, Village of Giltner, the Adams County Bank, Golden Harvest Seed, Kennesaw Market, and T&L Irrigation pitching in to help bring this, what we hope is an entertaining game so far, and what we think will be an entertaining game all the way up until the very finish. Because here's the way it started out. It started out Kennesaw winning the toss and taking the opening kickoff on an 75-yard drive. Took 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And it was Preston Schlitzler who scored from 8 yards out. They called in the single-point specialist, Zonick, and he delivered 7-0. But Giltner answered the call within 13 seconds of the ensuing kickoff as Kyle Hawthorne ran the jet sweep from Jake Finley off to the races for 75 yards. They went for two. They got two. They led it 8-7. Forcing Kennesaw into a punt on their next possession, Giltner got it back and took 22 seconds on a drive, two plays, two passes, one to Poppin from Finley was the scoring play. With 4:39 to go in the first period, it was 16-7, and Giltner was on top, two-point conversion being good there. Kennesaw answered the call the next time, as they took about 4.5 minutes off the clock, a 75-yard drive. Again, Preston Schnitzler caps it with a 5-yard run. PAT was good, made it 16-14. Giltner gets the ball back. Everybody in the first half starting at the 15, except I think one time because they were getting the big kickoffs going through the end zone. Giltner takes it at their 15, 75-yard drive. Findlay, 1 yard run after a nice run by Hawthorne on the jet. 2 point that time was no good, and it was 22-14 with just under 12 minutes to go in the half. Kennesaw took a lot of time off the clock. They had to punt. They forced Giltner into a punt, and that was Giltner's first of the evening. Kennesaw had the ball then at their 15-yard line and marched the ball down to the 17 of Giltner, where Zonick kicked the field goal. It went true, and it brought Kennesaw to the score we are right now. Giltner out front 22-17. The Giltner Hornets by five. So you've got 39 points in the first half. Holy smokes, after these two fine coaches make their defensive and offensive adjustments, who knows what could happen. We hope you'll stand by and find out. It's the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report, brought to you by your locally owned Allen Superstore of Hastings. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allenssuperstore.com. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Take a pause here. Jeff Babel has virtually smoked his pencil getting the stats all added up. Cool that baby down. It's smoking. When we return, stats from the first half right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Allen's of Hastings Halftime Report live from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Giltner High School on just a beautiful evening for football. The breeze literally is whipped up a little bit from the south now, and the flag is waving in the wind, and the scoreboard is ticking down as the teams are. Kennesaw is on the field. They're taking their halftime on field. You know, you could do worse than laying on the grass on a night like tonight. That's okay. Giltner just back now. They were in their locker room. Jeff Babel alongside has some individual stats, Jeff.
Yep, for Giltner, let's start with Giltner. Jake Finley, due to all those sacks that he took on that last possession, he only has 3 yards now on 4 carries. Garrett Poppin, 3 carries for 21 yards. And then Hawthorne on these jet sweeps that they just keep giving him, only 5 of them, but a total for 103 yards. He also has two catches for 68 yards. So a lot of the offense coming from Hawthorne there for Giltner. Finley right now 5 of 7 passing for 193 for a total of 127 rushing yards, 193 through the air, and that's 320 total. Now let's head over to Giltner, or Kennesaw, excuse me, and a lot of Schnitzler here. Let's start with Tyler, the quarterback. He's right now had 17 carries for 152 yards. His brother Preston, little brother, has 23 carries, so he's already got 23 carries. That's a lot. That's a workload for most backs through a game. He's got 87 yards. He's got a lot of those shorter runs, while his brother Tyler's kind of breaking those deeper runs. Devin Burr's got two carries for 2 yards, and then Schnitzler is only 2 of 3 passing. It's good percentage for 8 yards. So not much going through the air for Kennesaw. A lot of running from the Schnitzler boys, 152 of which from Tyler, 87 from Preston, for a total of 241. Again, the 8 passing yards. So only 249 total yards for Kennesaw compared to the 320 for Giltner. Now that score here is 22-17. Let's catch you up on some of the scores from around the area. Staying in D2, the other number 6, Medicine Valley, currently leading Axtell 27-18. That one's at half. Shelton and Fullerton, it looks like 14-0 in that one. That's one that is in the second quarter as well. In D1, Franklin 40, Will Hill 24. That's at halftime. Donovan Trumbull, Wood River 24-6 at halftime. That's in C2. Staying in C2, Blue Hill leading Hastings St. Cecilia 12-7. Hastings St. Cecilia, you know, had that big scare last week with Ravenna. They're down to Blue Hill. Blue Hill's a much improved team. They beat Donovan Trumbull last week. North Platte St. Pat's currently leading Ravenna 30-7. Ravenna couldn't strike lightning twice. Looks like St. Pat's going to run away with that one at half. Centura is leading Superior 23-3 at half. Sutton 20, Malcolm 8. And then C1, Cozad 21, Broken Bow 7, O'Neill 24, Central City 7. That's at half.
All right.
Okay, let's take a time out here. Clock is ticking down. The teams will come out for their last couple of minutes of warm-ups. And when we return, we'll have the second half kickoff. It will be Giltner receiving when we come back here on The Breeze, 94.5. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Allens of Hastings on second, your You Get More Superstore in Hastings. Back in 2 minutes.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Here it is already, the high school fall sports season, and the folks at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan congratulate the Giltner Hornets for another great season. At B&B Carpet Service, they work hard to win and keep the trust of their customers. And working hard is always the key to success, and Giltner football just proves that. Best of luck in your game tonight, and continued success from everyone at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're about a minute until they line things up for the tee off here in the second half. Again, Giltner will be... will be receiving the ball. Kennesaw won the first toss and took the opening kickoff down for a score. Giltner answered right away, and it is now 22-17 after a lot of scoring. Kennesaw taking more time off the clock with five fewer points. Giltner 22-17. We kid about a little bit about guys at the Sitting Bull are always kind enough to send up some eats here in the press box. Did I tell you? That they sent pizza up to Howell's to the playoff game against Howell's. And I tell you what, that surprised a lot of people, me included. But we always appreciate it.
Yep.
Great stuff.
Great small town hospitality.
We look forward to it. And we know that the pizza will stay warm until at least the third or fourth Giltner score.
Yeah, the way that Giltner, they had scored on... their opening drives, they had a time of possession for less than a minute. So it takes more than a minute for a pizza to cool around here.
It does. Both teams have played good ball tonight. Not many mistakes. A couple of holding penalties and I think one delay a game. Nothing that you would consider a mental mistake at the line of scrimmage. I think there might have been one movement call, am I right?
Yeah, I got Kennesaw, I got them for a hold and that delay a game. And then Giltner, they had a false start on the try, so it wasn't really a loss of total yardage. And then holding for 10 yards as well. So just two penalties aside, it's a pretty good ball game for
your
D2.
Broadcast booth is brought to you by Husker Power Products, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane. Natural gas and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Beautiful sight under the lights. They've wound up 12 minutes on the scoreboard. Teams are now lining up, and we're about ready to get this baby underway again. And we expect that it ain't going to be over till it's over.
Yep, and
stand by.
Giltner will be getting the opening kickoff. We'll see if they can extend their one-score lead to two here with an early score. You know, Kennesaw did win the toss. They wanted the ball. They want to get Tyler Schnitzler out there right away, get a lead. We'll see how the strategy works out here as Giltner will get the ball with the lead.
Give me chances on a touchback here. All the kickoffs, all the sides have been touchbacks. Tyler Schnitzler tees it up at the 30, gives the high sign, and we're underway in the second half. High kick, and it goes through the end zone. Touchback. Giltner will start at their 15.
You know, and the wind's out of the south right now at about 10 miles an hour. You know, if it was maybe out of the east or the west, you would see maybe a kickoff returnable. But it's almost a calm wind now. It's a perfect night for football here in Nebraska. I would say probably low 70s, mid-60s right now. This is perfect night for a clash of D2 powers, right?
Slots both ways in the spread. Findlay in the gun. Looks things over. Now sets to the count. Fast count. Fires over in the flat. Got Hastings. Hastings got some yardage out to the 20. Hastings the wideout. Took a little quick out pass, and 5 yards later, he's got a second down and 5 yards to go, maybe six.
Nice there, catch there
stepped
by Hastings.
Stepped out of bounds, stopped the clock.
Yep, got his movement.
Again, Hastings wide to the left side. Poppin is in the slot left side. Findlay in the gun. Good snap. Again, same play. Hastings will do it again, and he gets up to the 31-yard line that time, gain of about seven. We haven't seen either coach really go back to the same play back-to-back, but seemed like the thing to do, and Jeff Ashby gave it the nod.
Yep. If it's broke, don't fix it, and gain 6 yards the first time, gain seven that time. That's enough for first down.
First and 10, Giltner on the first drive of the second half under the lights. In the gun, two men on the line of scrimmage for Kennesaw. He fires out right side this time. Hawthorne's got it, and good for five as he goes up. And Kennesaw, they had the reaction over there looked like maybe the ball had popped loose. I don't think it did, but I think Kennesaw maybe thought it did. Because there was a little more reaction there than you would for just a normal tackle.
Yeah, and it might have just been a drop the ball after the play, and Kennesaw's trying to jump on any chance they get.
Slots both ways again. Spread, second down, six. Findlay looks it over. Silent count. Low snap. Gets it. Fires downfield. He got a man open. Poppin' in and out of his hands at the 10-yard line.
Nice route there by Poppin. Splitting the safeties right there. Looked like Kennesaw might have been in a zone. Findlay threw it right where it needed to be, just a little bit too strong, though.
Only 46 seconds of play have elapsed here. Giltner doesn't take a lot of time off the clock. They had drives of 13 and 29 seconds in the first half. Third down, seven. Findlay in the gun, wides both ways, trips to the right side. Poppin, option, right side, got the ball to the 40, falls forward to close to a first down.
Yep, that might be just a bit short here. Nice yard. Good late pitch, you know, held on to it as long as he can. Made his right read, got it rid of it. Going to bring up fourth and about, depending on the spot here, about two to go.
Fourth and half the football field to score. Fourth and about one for the first down. Giltner will be going for it. They go popping in the slot to the left side. Hastings wide left. Silent count. Jet play. Hawthorne, left side, 40, 35 as he spins to about the 34-yard line. And that jet play has done them well tonight. The first play of the game, he took it 75 yards as he came around from the right to the left, took the little pitch forward from Findlay, and that time he picked up the first down.
Yep, nice play by Hawthorne, too. Looked like he might have been had someone in the backfield waiting for him. Had that just enough speed to get past him, get that first down.
10:53 to go. Third period, just underway. Wides both ways, slots both ways. Findlay fires out right side. Hawthorne's going to get smothered right where he caught the ball, and a penalty marker's down right where he caught the ball.
Nice tackle there by Preston Schnitzler. Stayed low, got him up where you're supposed to tackle him, head across the body instead of up at the shoulder pads.
Won't even try to speculate on the call here. They're going to talk. I think they're talking to Kennesaw.
Looked like a hold from what the referee had signaled up here.
Well, they're definitely not talking to Gildner, so it's...
They're going to maybe accept the yardage or take the loss of down here. They're going to move him back, it looks like.
The infraction came, looks like, at about the 35-yard line of Kennesaw. It's going to go way back. Whoa, that was a big one. 15 yards from the spot, and it goes all the way back to the 32-yard line of Giltner. It's still a first down, but Giltner again finds themselves in first down and a ton to go. First and 25. Shotgun Finley. Back to pass, dances around, good pressure by Kennesaw, fires downfield, got a man open, and in and out of the hands. Oh, my, the intended receiver for Giltner was Jared Hastings.
Hit Hastings right in the hands, too. Beat his man deep. Kennesaw looked like they had blitzed a corner and then looped a lineman back in coverage, which left Hastings wide open down the right side, just off the hands, though.
Giltner goes hurry up, or trying to.
Looking at those
Hawthorne. Hawthorne goes in the slot, trips wide to the left side. He's in the slot there. Back to pass again. Finley being flushed out of the pocket, fires. He's got a man in the flat, and that is Hastings again. He gets it to the 40-yard line, and it's going to bring up third down and 15 yards to go. So they got about 10 yards back. Was that Poppin on the reception?
It looked like Poppin from
okay,
here.
Yep. Poppin on the reception there. They pick up 10 of the 25 they needed, so it's third down, 15. Again, no huddle. Spread, Poppin slot man to the left side. Hastings wide to the left. In the gun, Finley back to pass. Straight back. Looks long. Fires. And Hastings goes, or Hawthorne rather, goes sprawling down at about the 15. Giltner wants an interference call. Referees say it was contact. Both players playing for the ball. Back on defense there was Tyler Schnitzler.
I think Kennesaw might have got away with one there. Plenty of contact. Looked like maybe Kennesaw initiated more of it. Right, yeah, that's a tough call. You know, there's a lot of contact, but I think Kennesaw got away with one there, Craig.
Giltner with their second turnover on downs. Excuse me. Their second punt of the evening. As it's a high kick by Gartner, and it'll be a fair catch inside the 15 by Schnitzler.
That is the largest punter I've probably ever laid eyes on, 285 pounds of Dylan Gartner. You see him kicking those into the end zone, so you knew he'd be a good punt. Skied that one up. They're going to take this one at the, let's see, what is that? The
just inside the 15. About the 12 yep. is where they're going to set it up. So
good kick there.
Better than a touchback. Kennesaw, decent field position. Not much worse than a touchback, you could say, to be fair on either side. Kennesaw down by 5. 10:03 in the third. Under center is Schnitzler. For the first time in the second half. Hand off, Preston Schnitzler. He keeps it himself. Tyler Schnitzler off to the 25-30. He squirted it out of there after a scrum. Thought Preston, including yours truly, had the ball off the left side. Tyler pulled it back, went off the right side, got a first down, out to the 34-yard line. Kennesaw in business at the 34-yard line, their own 34.
Schnitzler, Tyler there, he met a big wall of... Giltner defenders fought it off and then somehow just had open fields to run, got caught up there by the safety.
9:45, clock ticking third. I formation, Schnitzler under center. A handoff this time to Preston, and he's going to be smashed in the backfield. Poppin come right through there, and finishing off the tackle was Clyer. And it'll bring up a second down and 5, and we've got a Kennesaw player down on the field. Don't know who it is. We're going to take a break here. Give me 30 seconds here, Dibs, and we'll be back in a half minute. Let you know what's going on. Looks like a cramp. I think it'll be all right on the breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kennesaw started this drive at the 12. They got a first down, then they lost some yardage, and the player down on the field for Kennesaw is being attended to, but it looks to be a cramp in the leg more than anything particularly serious, although if you've got the cramp, it seems pretty important at the time.
That's pretty painful. It's it's the summer seems to be over. We seem to have these crisp nights, but still cramping is an issue. If you don't hydrate during the day, you can see that happen up. Going back to the game here, we saw early in the game, just back and forth. Now, up in the third quarter, there hasn't been too much as far as scoring in the last few minutes of the half, just that field goal, and then just here to start the second half. So we'll see if this game will slow down a little bit, or if maybe it'll pick back up to its first quarter pace.
They're keeping the player down here as we look from our position just off midfield at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Clock has stopped at 9:27. Let's see if we can't get you some...
scoring
some updated scores here.
I'll get you some of
if
those.
If you would like to update right along with us, here's all you got to do is text Platte River Preps, the words Platte River Preps, all one word, and text it to 90210. Text it to that 5-digit number. And you'll get periodic updates through the evening hours every Friday night as well as into the finals. And, of course, that's going to happen all the way into the playoffs when that happens.
And if you have a score, text it or call it to 308-646-0506. Help us out. Get these scores to our team of broadcasters and our team of listeners out there on the Platte River radio station.
Medicine Valley leading Axtell 27-18. That's still in the second. Shelton 14 zip over Fullerton. Lawrence, is that Lawrence Nelson?
I believe so.
Leading 48-0. Sutton over Malcolm 26-8. Centura leading Superior 36-3. North Platte St. Pat's 30-7 over Ravenna. Ravenna coming off a tough loss to St. Cecilia last week, but one that they probably surprised themselves at how strongly they played, and there might have been just a little bit of a who are we really letdown kind of thing, because St. Pat's is not a team that you can muster anything less than your best effort year in and year out.
Yep, St. Pat's did so well. They beat Hastings St. Cecilia in the playoffs last year. So St. Cecilia, no slouch themselves. Back at action here.
Cozad leading Broken Bow 21-7. Under center, Schnitzler, pitch, left side. Preston Schnitzler gets nearly back to the original line of scrimmage. The original line of scrimmage being about the 34-yard line. Not quite. It's going to be third down and 11 for the Blue Devils. Clock under 9 minutes to go in period number three now. We've had no scoring in the second half. As so often can happen in D2 football, you can either have a defensive period or a scoring flurry. We had the track meet in the first half. It slowed down considerably here halfway through the third period. Slot man is Preston Schnitzler to the right. Back to pass. Tyler looking. Moves to his left, fires in the flat, coming back. Nice move mentally by Preston. He gets the ball across the 40, steps out of bounds. They're going to call it complete. He kept his foot in bounds, and now it's fourth down and about 4 yards to go, decision time or not, for Craig Schnitzler. He's got a fourth and not quite four to go inside Giltner territory. He's sending Tyler Schnitzler back in punt formation, but we don't know what to believe on that.
Defense!
Standing back is Hawthorne inside his 10 in the event that it is a punt. Tyler Schnitzler can be dangerous from this far back as a running back. Timeout's going to be taken early here by Kennesaw coach Craig Schnitzler, who exhausted all of his timeouts before the end of the first half. So we'll see if that comes back later on. We'll take a half a minute timeout here. Back on the Breeze, 94.5 FM with your score. Giltner 22, Kennesaw 17.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That was a timeout, special teams timeout by Kennesaw. They were in punt formation, then a timeout request came from the far sideline. Kennesaw, they saw what Giltner was buying into as far as the punt was concerned. Now let's see whether or not Kennesaw will double down on the punt or maybe go for it. Tyler Schnitzler is still in punt formation. Fourth down and three. He's standing back at the 31, and he'll keep it. Goes across midfield, 35, gets the first down inside. And I don't know if anybody was fooled on that. I don't think Giltner was even fooled on that. I think they knew it was coming. They just couldn't get to the corner where Tyler Schnitzler made the first down. It's going to be first down and 10 at the 32 of the Hornets.
Well, you had to think, you know, with the special teams timeout that you might have been expecting something, but you just can't stop it. And good awareness there by Schnitzler. I saw when he was going down, he was looking at the sticks. He wanted to make sure that he was past it and got that first down.
Kennesaw started this deal at their own 12-yard line. Way back when, with 11 minutes on the clock, we're down under 8 almost. Handoff goes left side. No gain there as Giltner stuffed the run by Preston Schnitzler. And that was Poppin over there. Poppin's had a good night from that defensive back linebacker position. He pays over on the right side of the defense.
Dalton Bender coming up a little limp there. Let's see, maybe he rolled his ankle under that pile. See if that hurts the pass rush here.
Hops and skips up to the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
See if the big guy Gardner can take advantage of that. He's right over him. He goes far to the outside. Now he's going to try and get the outside rush. As Schnitzler's almost tackled in the backfield, comes forward and gets a few positive yards out to the 29-yard line. And now Ty Schnitzler is slow getting up, and we'll see what that's all about. Now, if you got a finger behind the face mask, maybe it kind of looks that way, like somebody kind of stuck a paw in there accidentally, and he's still down on the field. So let's take another 30 seconds here. You're listening to Kennesaw Giltner. Giltner out front 22-17, and we've had quite a few pauses here in the third period. We'll take another one back right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Looks like another cramping up issue here. Another Kennesaw player. This time, though, a key player in terms of ball handling. Ty Schnitzler is down on the field after picking up a first down on a keeper. And they're stretching out that hamstring or calf muscle or whatever it is. And, boy, he's in pain. They tried to pull him up, mm-hmm. and he flinched back. So I think he's going to sit here for a play or two or three and find out what's going on.
It's one thing to, you know, have that thing stretched out, but when, as soon as you put that weight on, it's almost like you're like someone stabs you right in the calf and you just fall back instantly. He's running off now, so but we'll see what their backup quarterback situation is. You know, Tyler Schnitzler, he's a heck of a player.
All right.
And you want him there on this third down and 10.
Let's look at it here. The backup quarterback is McChesney. He's a sophomore, 145 pounds. Unless they move, wait a minute, maybe they move Preston Schnitzler to quarterback and McChesney comes in at I-back. It's going to be one or the other.
Either way,
I recall a similar situation but different circumstances with Kennesaw when they handled Pleasanton by some 50 points in the first game of the season. We saw both these guys.
That way.
Now here we go. McChesney stays in there. He's going to be slot. It's going to be Preston Schnitzler takes over quarterback for brother Ty. He goes in the gun. and he'll keep it himself left side, and he gets the corner, 30, 35, 30, 25, and down inside the 25-yard line goes Preston Schnitzler as he kept it all the way that time and swept to the left.
Well, you knew with Tyler Schnitzler out that you didn't have much else as far as an option, so you pretty much knew that Preston Schnitzler was going to get it, got to the outside, got about 8 yards, it looked like. Now you would think that Tyler Schnitzler will be able to come back in after this play out and maybe convert this fourth and two, a big fourth and two here in Giltner.
He does come back in. It's hard to get hydrated up in that quick a period of time, so anybody that's gone down and had cramps already, you got to be suspect that something could happen almost any play here. Fourth down and one. He's under center. Preston is the tailback. He'll get the carry, and he's close, but I don't think he got the first down. Giltner says no, he didn't. And Gartner, who was not in on the tackle, comes up off the pile, shaking his fist. Poppin actually made the stop there, and it's going to be... Are they going to give it to... Nope. They're going to switch
around. Downs, yep.
Turnover on downs, and Giltner will get it. I saw the first down there, and oh, wait a minute. Okay. So turnover on downs.
Nice penetration.
That was a long drive. That was about a five-minute drive and ended in a turnover. They started at their 12 and give it back to Giltner now at the 23-yard line. Shotgun Finley in the flat, popping, full head of steam, and he's hit after about a five-yard gain out in the flat there. And it'll be second down and five or six to go, depending on the spot. He didn't even go down. He just, bam, stopped his progress. There was a whistle.
You could hear that pop from up here. Good, nice, hard play. Gain of about three there. So sets up a second and seven here for Giltner. Delay in the action here.
Now we got the two referees talking to one another here. So whenever that happens, we got a moment. From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Thanks again to our sponsors around the neighborhood, B&B Carpet, Salmon Auto Parts, Krull Agency, Sit and Bull Saloon, Todd's Body and Glass, JSGK Catering, Joyce Agronomics, Honeycutt Farms, Village of Giltner, Adams County Bank, Golden Harvest Seed, Kennesaw Market, and T&L Irrigation. Thanks for being part of this deal. I think you're going to be glad you did. By the end, it's going to be a good finish. I just feel that. We felt that all along. Neither one of these teams had any reason to think the other one was that much better. One against three, one against two, depending on what polls you read. Giltner generally rated as the number one team in those opinions, but that could go either way. Who knows? Top five, two of the top five teams in D2s. Suffice it to say, and not much more needs to be said. Number one game across the state in most estimates. Spread. Slot both ways. Shotgun for Finley. Second down, seven coming. Back to pass. Finley looks to the fly pattern on the left side. He's got Poppin at the 20. Poppin inside the 20-yard line. A long gainer. About a 45-yard gainer for Poppin on the reception by Finley. Poppin comes up just a little limp. And he'll come to the sideline. Hastings comes in now. And he's in the slot to the left side. Finley, shotgun. Flat left side. Hawthorne bulls his way down to the 15.
Nice gain there of about 5 yards there by Hawthorne.
Dylan Hendricks came in the ball game replacing Poppin, who came up just a little weak on the leg.
Nice crisscross route here by Giltner on that last play. Kind of confused the Kennesaw secondary left, popping right down the left side, wide open.
Hendricks in the slot. He's the innermost man, trips wide to the left side. Hawthorne, single, wide out, right side. Shotgun Finley calls the singles, low snap, fires into a wide open Hawthorne inside the 10, falls forward to about the 6-yard line. So not pretty, but an efficient drive here by Giltner.
Yep, nice gain of about 6-2. There for Finley. You would have liked to seen him catch his man in stride on the slant, maybe get in for the six. Move the chains, though. You can't complain with that.
Just a little off on the timing there, but he was wide open. Poppin stands in the backfield alone with Finley. Again, a low snap. Finley, option right side. Poppin, cut back five, inside to the pylon. Let's see if he got in. Poppin
Looks like he's just
And
short.
He's going to be just shy. No indication. It's going to be second down. Goal to go. And the ball is going to be spotted. The ball is spotted between a one and two, looks like. Finley in the gun. Hawthorne wide right. Hastings wide left. Low snap. Confusion in the backfield and a loss back to the five-yard line. They're having some trouble with that snap. It's been low consistently here the last three, four times.
Interesting to see, you know, with the shotgun, it had been working all day, but like you said, kind of like three straight ground balls. This time Kennesaw decides, hey, we're just going to fight through there and get you right before you can even think about handing the ball off.
Kennesaw player is down again. Another Kennesaw player down, another cramp, another timeout. We're going to take a timeout, 5:06 to go third. Kennesaw and Giltner. Hornets by five over the Blue Devils. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are 7 minutes into this second half, and nary a point has been scored by either team. By this time in the first, we'd already had about 22 points on the board.
Yep.
And it's 22-17, Giltner on top by five.
Other than that 3 points at the end of the first half by Kennesaw, Kennesaw took that their last drive about 5 minutes to end the half.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
We've been probably a quarter's worth of time now without a score after you had seen, you know, score after score after score, maybe a punt or two in between there. But now it's kind of just been slow, methodical play, and one versus two smash mouth football we were expecting.
It has. I don't know what we were really.
No, that's true.
I knew that we would use the old cliche that, you know, the Hornets were the passing team and Kennesaw was the running team, but either one could put points on the board. Both play pretty good defense. Spread formation, third down goal to go. Finley keeps it himself. Left side cuts in. Goal line touchdown.
Nice play call there. Sending Hawthorne in motion left. That play, or right, excuse me. That play's been working, so they're thinking Hawthorne might have it. A quick counter play left. Good keep by Finley. Scoring the 4-yard touchdown run.
That tee came with 4:51 to go in the third. A keeper by Finley. And we'll see what they attempt now. Two-point conversion attempt is coming up. Call it a 2-yard run. Spent plenty of time inside the five there. In motion comes Hawthorne. They fake the jet. Now they go option pitch right side, popping into the end zone. The two-point is converted, and it is now 30-17. And Giltner is out front by a couple of scores. Not that that means anything at this point. We'll see what it does mean when we have the kickoff coming up next. Giltner kicks in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mail-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Trust the Midas touch.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner has taken a 30-17 lead. So it is still a two-score and two-conversion game for Kennesaw. They need to answer here. The ball's teed up at the 30, and the big guy Gardner gives it a ride. It bounces at the 10 to the 5. Schnitzler picks it up, comes the other way. 10, 15. Schnitzler, 20. Got some running room. 25, 30, 35. Midfield, 35, Schnitzler 20, down at the 20-yard line out of bounds. And a penalty marker down way back at the 20-yard line of the Blue Devils.
Great return. It looked like the penalty was away from the play, too. Schnitzler making a play.
Schnitzler's coming up a little bit limp.
He was tired. He's had cramps. I'm sure he just was. You could see it about midfield. He lost every last little bit of energy he had. You almost want to just say go down at the 40 because he knew that there was a penalty thrown, too. You just got to save your energy maybe for the next play.
Yep. So Schnitzler, the competitor that he is, got down all the way to the 20. The infraction happened somewhere around the 20 at the other side of the field, and we'll see what that is if it's a 10-yard push to the back. So it's going to go probably inside the 15 or better. And coach comes out to talk to his quarterback. And I'm sure Tyler is going to lobby to stay in the ball game, but he's probably going to have to take some time off here and get
fully healed, maybe take a series off. And you hate to see that, down two scores. And
well, sometimes you got to do that. Then you got to tell the D, look, you got to hold these guys out.
Mm-hmm.
Preston Schnitzler has turned out to be the backup quarterback. McChesney has come in. He came in as a slot man for the one play before. We've noted him at tailback before.
We had seen, touchback after touchback, and I said, maybe we could get a run here back. We would see something, and we did. We saw almost take it back to the house. He might have had he not just been cramping up there at about midfield.
Clock at 4:37 to go in the third, and this rapidly moving ball game in the first half has slowed down considerably in the second due to injury timeouts. And now coming up and taking the snap under center is Keaton Harpham. And there's an exchange problem between him and the center. And Giltner is saying they fell on it. Giltner says, we got the ball. Referees say, you're right, you got the ball. And Giltner with a 13-point lead now is deep in Kennesaw territory. They'll take over first down and 10 to go. The ball's going to be spotted just outside the 10-yard line.
Wow, what a turn of events.
Just what they didn't need to have that.
You had the big kickoff return called back by the hold, then you lose your best player, turn the ball over deep in your own territory.
Shotgun Finley, spread formation, whistles. That might be a wide out lining up offsides. That was way outside. He either left too early or lined up offside, but it's going to be against the offense for 5. Procedural call against Gildner, so somebody took off a little quick. And it'll be first down and 15. No time even off the clock there.
Not on the changes.
Finley again in the gun. Back to pass. Moves left. Tucks it. Keeps it. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jake Finley. He showed some speed there, and there's a penalty marker down right at the end of the run. We'll see what that's all about. There might have been a hold right at the tail end. Holding against Giltner, going to call the whole thing back. Right at the goal line, the flag comes out.
I don't know why you'd want to hold there. Like, you're pretty much walking into the end zone. You just want to stay away. If he gets him at the one or two, so be it. We'll punch it in. That's going to hurt your team more than you would ever help holding or even trying to block down there.
Of course, things happen so quickly out there. It's like, you try to do what you're trying. Sometimes you forget about exactly where you're on the field when the play's in progress. So Finley is still with a first down, but now he's got about 9 yards to go for a first down. Shotgun rolls. Now he cuts back, keeps it himself. He goes right side this time. Goes right side, touchdown. Finley says, I can do it opposite-handed. And he goes right side, and Finley showing a lot of composure there on both plays. As a senior, he should. He's been around this offense and running it, knows how to survey the field, and Finley does a nice job by taking it in from 9 yards. It was first and 10, about a 12-yard jaunt on that.
Yep, nice play there, too. Big touchdown there.
36-17, two-point conversion coming up in the gun, looking to fire, gets a man. It's Hastings laying out for the catch and 2 more points, and Giltner has a 38-17 lead. And we'll be back in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Valentine's Day. Let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. How about a Mini Cooper? Hey now, Minis are vehicles too. Like this 2010 Mini Cooper, only 40,000 miles, loaded with options and great gas mileage. Books for $28.75, yours for $18.875 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Scored not once but twice on that possession, and I say that a little tongue-in-cheek because he went to the left side. A hold called his first touchdown back. He went to the right side. It stood. Two-point conversion stands, and Giltner in control here right now. 38-17. The kickoff goes through the end zone, out of bounds, and a touchback for Kennesaw at their 15. They fumbled the ball on their last possession after Tyler Schnitzler almost broke a run back on a kickoff, came up injured with cramps or a pulled muscle, had to leave the ball game.
Would have been an interesting situation. Could have cut that lead back down, maybe even taken the lead. Now you're down three scores. You see Tyler Schnitzler, he brought in the play. He was noticed to be limp. You know, he's probably not going to be fully 100% for this series. Big series, though, down three scores.
Okay, Schnitzler is going to take it under center. And here's the interesting thing. Preston Schnitzler's not in there. He didn't come in as the backup quarterback. And it was the third-string quarterback, Harpham, that had the confusion there. The handoff to McChesney gets little or no yardage there.
No, that Schnitzler was back in there, Tyler.
No, he was. What I'm saying is Preston was not in that last series to back up
that's
Tyler.
Right, yep.
And so that was where Harpham, apparently the third stringer on the depth chart for Kennesaw, had the mix-up with the center that turned it over to the Hornets. And now Schnitzler, as if he has no choice, and he probably doesn't, is back in there under center. He's down 38-17. And he's going to get caught in the backfield. You know what? He's not anywhere near like himself. Ben Hendricks comes in and tackles him. I mean, Schnitzler just does not look good out there. And I'm thinking maybe he just needs to come out.
Yeah, and when you get hurt like that, or not so much hurt, just cramping, you're thinking about the injury. You're not thinking about the defense. You're not thinking about the play. And you end up getting the snap, and then you think, oh, is this next step going to hurt? Instead, you see the great penetration by that Giltner D-line just ate him up for dinner.
Giltner has a big transfer in from Gothenburg. His name is Dylan Gardner. He's right over the center. They pitch it this time to McChesney, and he's going to get stood up in the backfield, falls forward, maybe a yard forward. It's going to bring up fourth down. Yeah, you got about a yard. Fourth down and 14. Now, insult to injury, Tyler Schnitzler's got to do the kicking.
Yep.
You got leg cramps, you got to do the kicking.
They're calling a timeout.
Just think about this one.
Thinking maybe he won't have the leg power. We're going to call a timeout here.
All right, let's take a 30-second timeout. Your score, 38-17, Giltner out front of Kennesaw on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Go, third period of play. Giltner is taking control of this thing here, and Kennesaw has a big problem with the injury to Tyler Schnitzler. He's in the ball game, but he is obviously not anywhere near his former self before he started to cramp up, and he's back having to punt the ball from his goal line. Standing at the 35-yard line of Giltner is Hawthorne, who got a 75-yard run for a touchdown. Now Schnitzler has to juke around, couldn't get the punt off. Then he gets a beautiful kickoff, and it bounces down inside the 20, 15, and it'll roll dead just outside the 10-yard line. I don't know. Tyler Schnitzler could do any more for this team than he is right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And he is walking upfield slowly, but that was an amazing play in and of itself.
Over 50 yards, and it was such a high snap that you initially thought maybe this is a design run, but you think with Schnitzler's legs, it's probably not. He dodges one guy, still gets it off, kicks it like he was standing.
He's injured, and he comes up with a play that most punters don't do in a career.
That was a tremendous punt. That was a beautiful punt from moving around.
Finley shotgun, back to pass, pumps once, looking for a man. He's got Hastings, look in pattern across 30, 35, Hastings across midfield, Hastings 20, 15, 10, touchdown, Dustin Hastings.
Great pump fake by Finley, allowed just fools the Kennesaw corner. He's just sitting there standing. Then Hastings just runs right past him. By the time the Kennesaw defender knows what hits him, Hastings has the ball, cuts it up midfield, makes one person move, miss, and scores it all the way.
44-17. Who's going to believe this score? This comes in on somebody's mobile elsewhere. They're going to go, are you kidding me? 44-17.
70-yard reception.
And the 2 points not going to work. As Finley took the snap and had to go right down to his knees or lost his balance or whatever. But anyhow,
yep, low snap, remain just stayed on the ball.
44-17. Take a half minute here. Giltner is going to kick off in just a moment on the Breeze, 94.5 FM with the lead, 44-17.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Carty.
Trust the Midas touch.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Seventy-yard pass play to Drew Hastings across the middle, or Dustin Hastings across the middle, I'm sorry. And a 70-yard, no conversion, 44-17. And Giltner gives it a ride, bounces out of bounds, and a penalty marker inside the 5-yard line. Woodman was back there for the return, watches it go out of bounds.
Maybe getting a little fatigued out there. You see players, their hands on their hips, hands on their knees. A lot of these teams are so used to dominating the games that they're not used to playing deeper into these second halves. We'll see. You know, Gardner probably didn't get all of that kick like he wanted to. We'll see how the fatigue factor goes. You know, Giltner's pretty much got this one in hand now. But we'll see. This might be a good time to condition your players.
Franklin lost. No, it was Hampton last week. Okay, never mind. But Franklin is leading. I was thinking Franklin lost. Franklin leading 46-30 in the third quarter.
2 minutes to go here in Giltner.
Under center is Schnitzler. Handoff goes to Burr. He's not carried the ball much, and this is no time like the present to get the fullback in the game here. Penalty marker is down. A fumble on the play, and Kennesaw gives it right back to the Giltner Hornets. Wow. The wheels are falling off one by one by one.
When it rains, it pours. It looks like Burr had a nice carry. You know, his third carry of the game, and when it rains, it pours. The bug's biting out there, and Burr just fumbled it, and Giltner jumps on it, going to try and just pretty much put their foot down on this game right
so
here.
So Giltner on the turnover launches one. It is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, who was covered very, very well there by Michael Duffy downfield for Kennesaw. The intended receiver was Ryan Clyer, and it's a long incompletion. But you're right, they were trying to put the final nail in right there with a minute 52 to go in the third. 44-17, Giltner on top of Kennesaw. Poppin is standing in back of Findlay in the gun, in motion, Finley, left side, keeps it himself, 30, 25, 24-yard line.
if you're both teams now, nice carry there by Finley. Got about seven. You want to kind of maybe avoid the injury bug. You know, this game's, I think, pretty much wrapped up. You want to be careful, though, you know, with all these cramps. Something serious could happen.
We heard someone earlier from Geltner talking about no subs. They go first string all the way no matter what. That's what we heard. Don't know for sure. Penalty markers down on that, and it'll bring everything back to a third down and about 9 yards to go. Kennesaw is not done yet by any stretch of the imagination, but they certainly right now are wobbly. Finley sends wides both sides, trips to the left side. Slot man is popping, back to pass. Finley fires again, long downfield. He's got a man. Touchdown, Hendricks. Wow. He was wide open. A beautiful rainbow, caught it in stride, and that's the way it went.
Kennesaw, I think they're playing a relaxed zone because the receiver just found the open spot and the defense caught it in stride. Easy six right there for Geltner.
A minute five to go in the third, and it is 50-17. Two-point attempt, good. Same connection. Nope, it goes to Hastings. I thought it was Hendricks. Finley to Hastings, 2 points, 52-17, and that quickly. Take a timeout here. We'll be back in a minute. Kennesaw will receive the kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5, trailing 52-17.
Will this be the winter that we'll talk about for years? Nobody knows for sure. But before the weather changes, your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora, reminds you that it's a good time to check things out on your car. You can easily replace your own wiper blades and most bulbs. And be sure to take a good look at your battery, fluids, hoses, and belts. Have a question? Your CarQuest Auto Parts pros are happy to help. Great people, great products, great prices. At your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The five is going to get tackled there by...
I'd have called that a touchback. Ref was doing his one-armed wave. Looked like it might have been fielded in front of the goal line, though. Tough angle for us here in the booth. Guess I might have dodged another bullet there, though. Because if it was going to be first and 10 from their own one, that might have been another 2 points for Geltner.
52-17 is your score. Geltner out front unexpectedly.
And it's all kind
not,
of...
Not unexpected that they're out front. Unexpected that they're out by...
This was a great game until the Schnitzler cramp, and then all of a sudden it just started to pile up against Kennesaw. Now we've got a running clock.
Ty Schnitzler is under center. And he's got, I believe, no, they've got a different tailback in there now. Preston Schnitzler's out. Tyler Long is in there as a tailback. And so they're trying all sorts of combos there in that Kennesaw backfield. Because I think really the unsung note here is that Preston Schnitzler is not in the ball game. I don't see him across the way there. When Tyler went out, he should have gone in as the number two quarterback. He didn't. The number three quarterback fumbled. And now he's not in a tailback. And now the backup tailback fumbles the ball inside the 15. Let's see who's got it.
I think Kennesaw got it again. But you can kind of see, you know, that's why maybe he's not the starter. He's in this pressure situation. He puts the ball in the turf, and that's a dangerous move.
You got no reps, you know.
Yep. Looks like we might have the end of the third quarter here. They're trying to get another
play. 5 seconds to go in the third. And I think Kennesaw is really in no big hurry to stop that. That is it. At the end of three periods of play, your score, Geltner 52, And Kennesaw 17. We're back in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Find one thing here. We had no score in the second half until 5 minutes to go in the third period. All of a sudden, Giltner is up 52-17. They put 30 points in under 5 minutes on the scoreboard.
A mixture of big plays on when they were on offense and then getting those turnovers, which led to more big plays when they were on defense.
Unbelievable. This is like a basketball team going on a run. Back to passes. Tyler Schnitzler. He fires out into the flat. Incomplete. Intended for Keaton Harpum. Harpum is the young man who backs up Preston Schnitzler. Preston did not come in when Tyler was hurting. That was one of the turnovers. They had an exchange problem. Tyler Schnitzler has come back in at quarterback. And now with fourth down coming for Kennesaw, Schnitzler is standing inside his five, and he's got a punt again. He did a beautiful, brilliant job a time ago getting another rainbow off. Taking it to the 30-yard line. Coming back the other way, Hawthorne, 35-30 of Kennesaw. 20-yard return, penalty markers down.
Nice return by Hawthorne. He's not showing any signs of being tired or maybe being a little dinged up. That was about as good a run as you would see in the first quarter on the first play. Hawthorne, that hybrid receiver running back, they want to get him the ball. He's going to be a big part of their offense when they get deep into these playoffs.
I want to repeat, at halftime, it was 22-17. It was still 22-17 with 5 minutes to go in the third period. Now just into the fourth, it is 52-17. Giltner taking advantage of two big turnovers on Kennesaw and one nice long drive of their own, putting up 30 points.
Face mask there adds another 5 yards to the end of that last kickoff return.
First down at the 25 of Kennesaw. Finley in the flat. He's got Hawthorne. He's got a first down. He's got the 15, the 10, fighting forward to the 7-yard line. Giltner with the running clock rule. We're over.
Right. 35 in the fourth quarter.
Over 35.
What I like
in the fourth.
What I like about Giltner here. Their receivers are finding the gaps in that defense. It might not be, man-to-man coverage, so they're hitting it. They're finding the deep zone. They're waiting for the pass. They get it, and then they turn and make their move. I'm really impressed right now with Hawthorne and the rest of the Giltner's receivers.
He started at the 25 at Kennesaw because of a good punt return and a face mask after that. Popped the pass over in the left flat. Taken by Hawthorne. Dances into the end zone, and Giltner scores again. It is 58-17.
When it rains, it pours. The victory bell is ringing. This one got ugly real quick.
Got ugly in 6 minutes of playing time. It was kind of like a scene from a Hitchcock movie. One little thing happens, then another thing, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. They had one player, Kennesaw, suffer cramps. Then Schnitzler suffered some cramps. And then Schnitzler got hurt again on what would have been a beautiful run back of a punt return. And he just has not been 100% since. And turnovers in his absence helped not one whit.
there was a holding penalty on that, kind of negated the whole touchdown there by Giltner. Seeing some
right.
of the subs
so
coming
they take
in
the here. Point. No points scored. Okay, now the subs are coming into the ball game. 52 points on the board for Giltner, and they've got a reserve quarterback in. He steps back and fires, incompleted about the 5-yard line. That's Jared Hastings, the new quarterback. Jared is a 5'10", 150-pound sophomore.
Yep, and it looked like Zach Lyon came in to stand beside him on the left as his running back there. Smart move, though, by Giltner. I think get those young guys some experience. Yeah, you want to stay in for four quarters, but this game's kind of been a track meet. You might have got your conditioning of fourth quarters through three quarters.
Yeah. Very possible. All right, let's look at some other substitutes into the ballgame. Zach Lyon in now as a slot man to the far side. Hastings back to pass, looking, firing, right side, overshoots the intended Kyle Hawthorne. And so third down, 10 yards coming.
And what happens here is although that might be incomplete, it is running clock time, so you're not really delaying the game. You're going to get this game over with while getting your new guys some experience, because in 2 to 3 years, they're going to be your starters as well, and they need to have some of that varsity experience.
Well, Hastings wide to the left side now. Dustin Hastings, yep. And Jared Hastings, a quarterback. In the gun, single setback with him, spins, looks, fires again to his right, into the end zone. It is in and out of the hands of Ryan Clyer, but there might be an interference call back there.
That's what it was.
Covering
like.
Him was Michael Duffy.
It was decent coverage. It's just he threw it, and Duffy had his back to the play, which if that happens, all you got to do is put your hands up. You're going to get that call 9 times out of 10. Good play there by Giltner, drawing the penalty. Good coverage, just you got to get your hand around and make a play there because he's entitled to his ground just as much as the other guy.
All right, that is going to make it a first down. Let's see where they spot the ball. It should be...
Looks like the 8.
Is that half the distance at that point? Oh, you're right. It's first and goal at the 8-yard line. On that pass interference, a fresh set of downs. Jared Hastings back to pass again. Slings it over in intended for Hastings, the other Hastings, the upperclassman, Dustin, the senior, right at the pylon. He laid out for it but couldn't get it, incomplete.
Yep. You can kind of see the difference in between Finley here and Hastings. Finley probably hits that right in the numbers. Hastings just skimmed the ground there. Brings up second down and about 8.
Sophomore calls out the signals in the spread formation. Second down goal. Rolls right. Cuts back. Now he's running to his left. He's got the 10, the 5. He's got the touchdown. Giltner up top, 58-17.
Play broke down. Jared Hastings said, I don't mind. Let me run around here. Find the open seam down the middle. Score from 8 yards out. And put on 6 more points. That makes it 58-17 for Giltner, bringing in the looks like the 2-point conversion try, trying to make it 60-17. Something we didn't expect.
That's
this big of a margin of victory. You might have expected a Giltner victory, but maybe not this big of a victory.
That's a fact. Gardner in to try the extra point this time. The kick is up and it is good. So the big guy got a little practice in there. It is now 59-17, straightforward. 280-pound Dylan Gardner transfer in from Gothenburg, and he's made his presence known at the line of scrimmage and as a kicker. We'll take 30 seconds and be back with the Giltner kickoff. After this on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Your score, Giltner 59, Kennesaw 17.
Where do you get more Superstore Outlets? Superstore, shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more Superstore Outlets? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
52-30. That's in the fourth. Elm Creek over Silver Lake, 20-6 at halftime. Medicine Valley 40, Axtell 24. That's in the fourth. Shelton 44, Fullerton 14. Nelson 48-0. As Gardner gives it a ride to the 10, coming back the other way. Woodman loses a shoe as he cuts to the 20 and goes out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Ran right flat out of his shoes there.
Nice return despite the shoe. I think if he had his shoe, it probably would have gave him maybe another yard. But nice impressive run there. A little silver lining there.
Forces of the turf are not with Kennesaw tonight.
Yeah, Preston Schnitzler seemingly losing his footing in the first period. Now with that return there by Woodman.
I can't see him. I can't see Preston Schnitzler on the far sideline, so I can't see if he's standing or sitting or what's going on. But old number 8 has been absent since midway through the third quarter, and he would have been the one we'd have expected to come in and spell his brother when he came up with an injury. Now Harpen, third stringer in to McChesney for Kennesaw. He stopped for a loss of about 2 yards. Running clock at 7:36 to go in this one. Giltner will win the battle of the top fives, remaining number one. There's certainly nothing in their performance tonight that would hurt them from staying at the top spot in D2.
Yep, number two in the power points, too, and this will be a nice big 50-point win for Giltner. That'll probably vault them up to number one in the power point rankings as well.
Second down coming, a little over 10 to go. Harpham under center with an I formation. Hand off McChesney. Got a little running room, and then that is closed up real quickly there. As coming up on the stop for Giltner for the Hornets is Ben Hinrichs. And they're going to give him no gain. Third down, and probably lost a little bit. Third down, and a strong 11, short 12 to go now for Kennesaw. Clock ticking down at just about 6.5 to go in this one.
Yep, if you're Kennesaw, you probably lost the game, but you want to keep running your offense, get some stuff on film so you can work on it next week of practice, because you might not win this game, but you want to win next week as well.
Everybody is in tight under center. Harpham almost loses the ball again, misses the handoff, keeps it, goes right side, and picks up about 6 yards. That was a busted play, but he did the right thing. He turned his shoulders perpendicular to the line of scrimmage and got the best he could out to the 30-yard line. Fourth down and 4.
Yep. Nice play there. That's about all you can do on a third down and long. Just try and get as many yards as you can. Make it a fourth and manageable. I don't know. I think they might not punt here. Just try to work on that offense like we said earlier.
Craig Eichert, Jeff Babel here on the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, and from our vantage point where the ball was, I could see that ball almost slip to the ground again, as it did earlier in the third period. And one of the things that caused Kennesaw to lose control of this thing entirely. Fourth down, here comes a punt. Got a new punter in. We've got whistles down and a delay of game. In to do the kicking, Tyler Long for Kennesaw. On this fourth down. And they move it back.
Yep. Under 5:30 to go here. This might be one of the last few possessions.
That is Hawthorne back there. He's still in the ball game inside the 30. Line drive kick. Not a bad kick. Hawthorne washes it, bounce at the 30, and then falls on it at the 25-yard line. Nope, not Hawthorne. Not Hawthorne at all. That was Zach Lyon.
Yep.
Not number three, number one.
And if you just look at the rosters, Kennesaw, you know, doesn't have a lot of subs. So you'll see if the injuries and whatnot, if they'll come back, maybe hurt them next week. Hopefully they're back at full strength.
Yeah, you got to say that unless Preston Schnitzler is injured, most of what they've suffered has just been cramping and things like that, which is not usually a long-time thing unless you stretch a muscle in the meantime. First down and 10, Giltner. Hastings in a quarterback. Nope, Hinrichs in a quarterback. Shotgun, pitch, right side. Lyon cut back, 35-40. Lyon into Blue Devil territory. That was a nice little play there.
Yep, and I like the way that Lyon stayed in bounds. Granted, it is a running clock, but still, knowing the situations where if it wasn't a running clock, to stay in bounds like that, keep the clock running, you know, keep the chains moving, keep the drive going. That's a great run by Lyon there.
Dylan Hendricks stays in at quarterback. Jared Hastings, the quarterback last series, scored a touchdown. Hendricks wides both ways, slot right side. Fakes it, no, gives it into Lyons, and he's going to get stood up right there. Nice tackle by Carson Woodman, the freshman for Kennesaw. And the clock inside, 4:20 to go.
Yep, nice penetration there by Woodman. Not going to let Lyon break free again and bust off a big run. Makes it second down, and it looks like about 12 to go here. Just over 4 minutes to go in this ballgame from Giltner.
Dylan Hendricks takes the shotgun snap, keeps it himself, goes across to the left side, and he's going to get stood up just as Lyon did a moment ago. Kennesaw on the inside there playing it tough. Preston Johnson that time for the Blue Devils. And the clock is under 4 minutes now. A running clock, which we, as we've said before, never thought we'd see in this game. We thought this was going to be a last team to touch the ball wins.
The way they kept trading scores and conversions, you thought for sure that coin toss might have been the biggest play. The third quarter happened to be what decided it.
Shotgun now. New quarterback is in for Giltner again. We'll pick him up in a second. Lyon gets the pass and fights his way all the way down to the 30. Zach Lyon, he's a snootful. He's 5'5", 130. But I got to tell you, he is he fought for the yardage there as he took the pass from Trevor Phillips, a 5'7", 125-pound sophomore. So the underclassmen are making their presence known here as Giltner continues that pipeline of offensive football players. Fourth down, about a yard to go, spread formation. Hand off, Lyon on the inside. He fights forward, but he's still going to be trapped for about a 2 or 3 yard loss. And that'll turn it over on downs to Kennesaw. And that will stop the clock.
And with this, you see a lot of the subs. And if you're Giltner, you know, we had heard that, you know, they wanted to stay in four quarters, maybe work on that offense. But I like when you put in the subs, you see what Lyon can do. You get Lyon that experience where if there's an injury maybe down the season, he'll be able to step in. And, of course, next year, I mean, he's just a sophomore.
Oh, you see, Lyon is 5'5", 130. I remember I told you I saw an old Giltner roster today. Findlay, a couple of years back, was 5'8", 130.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's 6'2", 160.
Yep. And
high school does that to guys. Makes you big and strong. Eye formation. Under center, Hartman. Pitch, McChesney. Right, left side, 35-yard line. Forced out of bounds there after about a 4-yard pickup. Good play by Corey Hulk.
Yep.
And Hulk, rather. 6'2", 220.
Natural growth is what, you know, a lot of that is. But a lot of it is these two programs getting in the weight room.
Yep.
Making it, you know, not only the weight room, getting their speed and conditioning up as well. Because you can't all just be natural out there. It takes hard work.
Second and five. Pitch. And Long has a first down and then some. Tyler Long took the pitch, scooted across midfield down to the 31-yard line of Giltner. The clock running at 2:04. They do not stop the clock to move the chains with this kind of a deficit late in the game. It's 59-17. You heard right, Giltner leading Kennesaw. Perfectly normal that Giltner would get 59. That it would be that kind of margin against Kennesaw is something we just did not expect.
Not at all.
First down, I formation. Good fake by Harpham. Fires downfield. Wide open is Woodman over his head. That was a nice play. Nice ball handling there by Harpham. And he's only a freshman.
Yep. And Woodman did a great job getting behind his man, getting behind the secondary. Was pretty open. Just overthrown there by the quarterback. But nice route overall. Good play.
Again, thanks to our neighborhood sponsors. You're always great to come to Giltner, especially with the kind of talent they've shown and the entertaining way in which they've defeated their opponents. They've been a wide-open, entertaining offense and pretty good D, too. It's sent a lot of good players to the next level. Of course, Drew Ott working with Iowa. Nate Most, their former all-everything quarterback, one of the all-time great passers in Nebraska high school history. He's starting at Wayne State this year, they tell me. First down on that play for Kennesaw, 34 seconds to go. Fake handoff, Harpum keeps it himself. The southpaw runs around to the 15, 12-yard line, and they keep him in bounds. So, again, the clock continues to run, although I think it would have stayed running no matter in or out of bounds. Kennesaw may get one more snap off here for the underclassmen, but it looks like 59-17 may be the final score. Or that may be famous last words. We'll see. They're going to try like crazy to get one more play and one more score. We'll see if they do. Slow to the line of scrimmage. I don't think you're going to play off. 2-1. That's it. That's it. Your final score, Giltner 59, Kennesaw 17. First loss of the year for the Blue Devils, who we saw earlier destroy Pleasanton 62-12. And when we saw Kennesaw and Giltner come up, we thought we'd see a couple of teams just keep scoring and scoring and scoring. And I'm not going to make excuses for Kennesaw because I don't think they want me to. But there were some definite problems with muscle cramps and whatnot, that their offense was not at 100% in the third period. And some exchange problems with substitutes made it even worse. Two turnovers. Giltner, give them credit. Holy smokes, the Hornets know how to sting you.
Yep,
it's the first time I said that tonight.
Their offense for Giltner, they were efficient. They were spreading them wide. They were running their sweeps well. You like you said, you don't want to make excuses for Kennesaw, but you can't, because Giltner played about as perfect offensively as you could ask tonight. They had very few punts. Kennesaw was close. They got the injury. Then they kind of just maybe started to have a little bit of doubt creep in. And if Kennesaw senses anything like that, they're going to hammer you and hammer you and hammer you. We saw that in the third quarter with three very quick scores.
Teams take a knee at midfield together and show sportsmanship. And we'll take a break here, come back, and find out how things ended up statistically here other than the score right after this timeout on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. See you in 2 minutes.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our next broadcast booth, Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel, as we have just seen what we didn't expect to see, a 59-17 ball game. Now, let me use the other cliche. It was closer than the score might indicate, at least for the first 24 to 31 minutes of this thing, because it was still a five-point game. Let me repeat that. It was still a five-point game with 5 minutes to go in the third period of play. In 5 minutes, Giltner hammered 30 points on Kennesaw due to a couple of turnovers and some highly efficient offensive play by the Giltner Hornets, led by quarterback Jake Findlay and by his fine wide receivers and running backs, all capable of catching the ball downfield and yards after catch. And they did just that. Dustin Hastings caught a beautiful ball across the middle, a 70-yard touchdown pass. That was the longest drive that Kennesaw had in the second half. Everything else was a short field due to Kennesaw turnovers, and it just got out of hand. And then Kennesaw, in all fairness to Kennesaw, suffered some cramping, which, you know, who can prepare for? Who can expect? You know it happens, but when it happens, what are you going to do? It's part of the game. So here's what happened. Tyler Schnitzler was the second Kennesaw player to come down with some cramps. One of the linemen began cramping up early, so it was like Dalton Bender had a little bit of a cramping issue. We took a timeout for that, and then Schnitzler came up a little bit on the lame side, and it really showed up when he was about to take a punt back for a long run. He got about a 45-yard return on it. He was feeling the pulled muscle or whatever he had, cramping or pulled muscle, and still got it down to the 23-yard line of Giltner. But then way back upfield, 45 yards before, there was a holding call, and all of a sudden, that meant nothing. Schnitzler went out of the ball game to take a breather. They put in their what turned out to be third-string quarterback, Harpum, who was not able to communicate, or let me not put it on either one, either the center or the quarterback, but there was a quarterback and center exchange problem, and that turned it right back over to Giltner. They scored again. Now, the question mark is Preston Schnitzler, who usually is the backup quarterback to Tyler, did not come in, and we hadn't seen him since way early in the third quarter, so I don't know what that situation is. We'll be hearing about that from Craig Schnitzler sometime this week as he talks about this game and the Blue Devils' upcoming fortunes. But that really was the big deal, that five-minute spread from 5 minutes to go in the third period up into the fourth period where Giltner just flayed the defensive of Kennesaw on the short field for 30 points, and then got a late score by the reserves, made it 59-17. And so Giltner remains undefeated. Kennesaw with one blemish. And let's take a look at some of the stats here, Jeff Babel.
Well, let's start with Giltner, the winning team. They scored 59 on the scoreboard. They accumulated 543 total yards of offense going up and down. And that second half really helped that out. 176 via the ground. Their leading rusher was Kyle Hawthorne, their little wide receiver hybrid there. He got 112 on 7 carries, of which that first one was 75 yards. That was the big touchdown. That kind of brought everyone to their feet here, got the momentum going. Jake Finley, their quarterback, had 9 carries for 28 yards. Garrett Poppins, 6 carries for 19. Finley, through the air, had a great game, 14 of 20 for 367 yards. 68 of which went to Hawthorne, 113 went to Hastings, and Poppin got 90 other receivers as well. So quite the offensive showing there for Giltner. They had a total of, it looks like, 7 penalties. They didn't let those really teeter them, you know, a couple holdings, a couple false starts. Their offense was really efficient, clicking on all cylinders. Their defense did well, too, in the second half after, you know, Schnitzler came out. But even they did a good job containing everybody but Schnitzler, and that's exactly what you had to do. Their coach in the pregame show said, we got to contain Schnitzler. They contained him. They didn't let him beat him. They let other people try to beat him, like his little brother Preston Schnitzler, who had, it looked like, 29 carries for 96 yards. Got dinged up in the second half. So I think Giltner's game plan worked out well. Tyler Schnitzler had 21 carries for 178 yards. But he had 152 at halftime, so he was really limited in the second half. Only had 20 yards. Cramping, that was a big issue. Devin Burr had 3 carries for 7 yards. Had a big fumble. That kind of maybe cost them the game, you would think. That's pretty much it for normal starters. A lot of junk yards there in the fourth quarter as well. Totals, though, they had 314 rushing, and then 19 passing for 300, and it looks like 35 on there. So they only had about 100 yards in the second half to Kennesaw, and that's where you notice it on the scoreboard, where you can only muster about a football length's worth of with a yard. You're probably not going to pick up many points. And for Giltner, when you pick up over 440 or 540, excuse me, they put up the points. They put up 59 points. So a big win tonight for Giltner.
Well, it was 22-14 just into the second quarter. And then the halftime was 22-17. It stayed that way until 5 minutes to go of the third quarter. And then it just happened for Giltner. 30 points, two turnovers by Kennesaw, a long touchdown pass on Giltner's behalf, and then short field touchdowns. They had a 30-point bulge, and before you knew it, we had the 35-point rule running clock in the fourth quarter, something we certainly did not expect to see. So that wraps it up. Appreciate your listening in on the Breeze 94.5. Thanks again to all of our sponsors tonight. You've been listening to the game of the week, Kennesaw and Giltner, with Craig Eckert and Jeff Babel. Kennesaw losing to Giltner by a big margin, 59-17. Till next time, have a great night.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
It's simple. Basic.